Good evening and welcome to Municipal Auditorium in Kansas City. Alongside with Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey. It's the semifinal round of the MIAA postseason tournament. Northwest Missouri State coming in with a 22-7 record. They finished up the regular season in the MIAA with a 16-3 mark, the number two seed in this tournament. And assure the MIAA regular season championship. They face a Missouri Southern team that's coming in 22-5. They finished up the regular season at 15-4 in the MIAA in third place. They're the number three seed in the conference tournament. Matt Gorder, third meeting between these two teams. The first time the home team had the advantage.
Yeah, that's right. It's nothing like having a rubber match on the neutral floor when you saw the home teams win each of the previous two. And you know, this is going to be a heavyweight fight tonight. I'm looking forward to this one. I mean, this is going to be a tremendous ball game. I really think it's going to have a championship game kind of feel because these two teams are very closely matched. Yeah, it was a little bit bigger victory for Missouri Southern in Joplin. But they shot so well and started so well at that, in that ball game. Got out to a big lead. For the most part, the two teams played back and forth. Northwest just couldn't recover from that fast start that Missouri Southern had.
And for Northwest, coming off a win last night as they defeated Emporia State in the quarterfinals. 70-57, the final score in that game. And for Missouri Southern, they're coming off the 87-79 win over Nebraska Kearney.
Yeah, that's right. And, you know, you look at Southern, they were down to Nebraska Kearney in the first half of that game and were able to come back, have a strong second half, and win. You know, they're just so strong all over the floor, as is Northwest. They've got a good inside presence. They've got good guard play and, you know, can rely on either on any given night, depending on how the game is going. So that's what makes this such an even matchup.
Well, we know who the winner of this one will play now. Central Oklahoma defeated Northeastern State in a game that's close throughout, 61-60, the final score.
Yeah, Josh Gibbs, who plays for Central Oklahoma, he's from here in Kansas City, hit two free throws with under 15 seconds to play. And actually, maybe less than that, I think inside 10 seconds to play, and able to get them the one-point victory, so they advance on to the title game to play either one of these two teams.
Northwest and Missouri Southern going through their pregame warm-ups. We'll be back and have more on our pregame right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway Valley Bank, now offering its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com or at any one of their locations in Maryville, Savannah, Mound City, and St. Joseph. And from Championship Motors in Maryville, located at 1528 South Main Street, Bill McCulley and his team offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 660-582-8800. Support also comes from Maryville Hy-Vee. Located at 1217 South Main, Hy-Vee offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, a bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information available in-store or at 660-582-2191. Also from Carson Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. You can find more information at 660-582-2699.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from St. Francis Hospital and Health Services at 2016 South Main in Maryville. St. Francis services include emergency care, surgery, mammography, and obstetrics. More information is available at stfrancismaryville.com. And from Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information is available from shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Kent Peterson of Stanbury. Support also comes from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni. Also from Tri-State Ford in Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the area a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at tristatefordlincoln.com or at 660-582-3677.
I like basketball.
Basketball.
Definitely basketball.
The Bearcat Pregame Show. Pregame Show. Sponsored by Hy-Vee.
Back at Historic Municipal Auditorium in Kansas City with Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey. Northwest of Missouri Southern in the semifinals of the MIAA postseason tournament on the men's side. Matt, you look at Missouri Southern, not a lot of surprises. As we mentioned, this is the third meeting between these two teams this season. But one guy last night had a career night for Southern, Raslin McGee. Ended up with 24 points to go along with 20 rebounds, which ties an MIAA high mark in that, tying Jeff Hutchin from Northwest Missouri State, along with Andy Berlin from Washburn.
Yeah, and he can be a difference maker. You know, he didn't play as big a role in the matchup in Maryville, but he played a much bigger role in Joplin. And I think that's probably more along the lines of what you should expect out of Slim McGee, is how he played last night and how he played against Northwest in Joplin. A very big presence inside. I think Northwest obviously are going to still go at him. If they could get him into maybe some early foul trouble, that would be real big for Northwest, because the best way to defend against him is to keep him over on the bench. So we'll see if Northwest can get at him, maybe get some early foul trouble. Otherwise, he can be a major factor.
Missouri Southern's won six out of the last eight meetings between Northwest and Southern. But one thing to keep in mind, they've had four games in the history of these two schools on neutral sites, and Northwest won all four of those games.
Yeah, and like we said, it seems like, and it may not be this all the time, but in the matchups between Northwest and Missouri Southern, we've seen Southern always play so much better at home. And they played well in Maryville as well. It took Deshaun Cooper scoring with just over 3 seconds to play for Northwest to get the win there. But that is one thing, is they are so much better on their home floor. They're a good basketball team, even on neutral site, but it's definitely takes away some of the advantage that they can enjoy.
Or have a chance to pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. When we come back, we'll hear from the head coach of the Northwest Missouri State men's basketball team, Ben McCullum. That's coming up after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's Northwest Alumni Salute is brought to you by the Northwest Alumni Association. Information on membership benefits at 660-562-1248.
1960 graduate of Northwest Missouri State, Dr. Betty Bush of Maryville's had a lifelong affiliation with the university, attending the Horace Mann Preschool at 3 years old to retiring as an instructor in the education department. Bush says she has fond memories of her years as a student at Northwest.
Active in a sorority and some of the educational societies. We were able to do so many things because of Horace Mann. We had so many experiences as educators before we graduated and went into our field, and that was a terrific benefit for those of us who were able to get that opportunity.
Bush says she taught several of the education courses offered at Northwest.
In particular, the reading and language arts courses, preparing teachers to teach reading and language arts. I also taught a course called Multiculturalism, which was a general studies requirement, trying to show students that they have a wide world of experience out there, not just their hometown or Maryville for that matter. We saw that the mode of presentation changed during that time. When we were using strictly lecture when I started, and of course when by the time I finished and retired, we were using all kinds of technology.
Dr. Bush has continued her affiliation with Northwest following retirement, serving on the university's foundation's board of directors.
Today's Northwest Alumni Salute is brought to you by the Northwest Alumni Association. Information on membership benefits at 660-562-1248.
I like basketball.
Basketball.
Definitely basketball.
The Bearcat Pregame Show. Pregame Show. Sponsored by Hy-Vee.
Welcome back to our pregame as we're joined now by the head coach of the Northwest Missouri State men's basketball team, Ben McCullum. And coach, let's go back to last night, first of all, and a good win for Northwest. A victory over Emporia State. Got off a little bit of a slow start, but the team never panicked last night.
Yeah, you know, I think the zone kind of threw us off for a sec. Then once we got our bearings and started to calm down a little bit, I thought we were much better. I think right now we're trying to play too fast, and that's not really our style. And tonight we need to make sure that we slow it down just a little bit.
Right, we've got Missouri Southern this evening. Not a lot of surprises out of these two teams. A third meeting here in the last few weeks, so you know Missouri Southern pretty well.
Yeah, they're a good basketball team. You know, they're going to defend and get out and pressure you and try to take you out of stuff. And Obviously, they'll press some, so we're going to have to be ready. We got to match their physicality, which we didn't do down there.
And what's the difference between Missouri Southern at home as opposed to maybe on the road or at a neutral site?
I don't really know. I think they just get more geeked up at home. And, neutral site, they still get pretty fired up at a neutral site or on the road. They're still pretty darn good regardless of where they're at. So it's going to be a tough game no matter what, and we're just going to have to be ready and handle their physicality.
Is there anything that you might do a little differently tonight than the last meeting?
Yeah, we're not going to play fast. We're going to make sure that we slow it down quite a bit and keep the game in the half court and limit possessions, but increase our own possessions by offensive rebounds, defensive rebounds, and taking care of the basketball.
Overall, how do you feel the team's playing right at this point in the season here?
Okay. We played okay yesterday. Defensively, we played unbelievable. Offensively, we were okay. Work in progress still. Again, tonight it'll be controlling tempo and getting stops and getting defensive rebounds.
All right, well, Coach, we'll talk to you later.
All right, thanks, Sean.
Hey, Coach of the Northwest Missouri State men's basketball team, Ben McCollum. Stay tuned. We'll be back and have the starting lineups right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game is being underwritten by O'Malley Beverage in St. Joseph, Missouri. O'Malley is the region's supplier of Anheuser-Busch products and would like to remind you to drink responsibly and to always designate a driver. More information at anheuserbusch.com.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center and the Prinery House. More information at conceptionabbey.org.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery. Now located near the Northwest Campus at the corner of 4th and Fillmore in Maryville, the Student Body provides Bearcat fanware, custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
Over the next week and a half, Missouri Secretary of State Jason Kander will visit innovation centers across Missouri. Kander toured the Center for Innovation and Entrepreneurship at Northwest Missouri State Friday as a part of his statewide Innovation Centers tour.
I am a very strong believer in the idea that Missourians really are our best assets, and that the companies that are most likely to grow here and then stay here are those that start here.
He says his goal with the tour is to focus on promoting local economic development and entrepreneurship in all corners of the state.
And that obviously includes this corner of the state. So it's a pleasure to be able to be here, see what's happening on the ground, but also make sure to be able to highlight it for the local community. Because the more people who know the resources that are available, the more likely that person out there with the Fortune 500 idea might come here and turn it into a Fortune 500 company.
Kander says he was very impressed with the CIE facility.
Particularly some of the very specific nanotechnology work that's happening here in terms of the academic side and the research side, and you've got a real diversity of companies, of tenants in this location. So I think it's a great place to be a tenant if you have a company that's sort of in the process of just getting started.
The Missouri Technology Corporation recently named Northwest Missouri State CIE as a Missouri Innovation Center. CIE Director Larry Lee says the center's primary focus is getting students engaged.
I think you were on our tour and you saw how integrated the students are with everything we do here. Student success is our number one thing every day here at Northwest.
The designation as a Missouri Innovation Center is on a provisional basis through June 2014. Then the Missouri Technology Corporation Board will consider a full designation to Northwest Missouri State University Center for Innovation and Entrepreneurship for the fiscal year 2015. Kander will continue his Innovation Center's tour Wednesday visiting Columbia. He'll wrap up his tour next Friday visiting Cape Girardeau and St. Louis. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's game comes from Taco John's at 1015 South Main in Maryville. Serving breakfast and dinner, Taco John's is open Sunday through Thursday from 7 a.m. until midnight and until 2 a.m. Friday and Saturday. More at tacojohns.com.
I like basketball.
Basketball.
Definitely basketball.
The Bearcat Pregame Show. Pregame Show. Sponsored by Hy-Vee.
Back in Kansas City, a municipal auditorium, Northwest Missouri State and Missouri Southern, the final semifinal round game of the day. It was semifinal round day for both the men's and women's brackets. And in this men's matchup, the winner of this one will get Central Oklahoma tomorrow afternoon here at Municipal Auditorium. For Northwest, their lineup, for which spent all season long, Deshaun Cooper, one of the guard spots, a 5'8 senior out of St. Louis, Missouri. He's averaging 17 points and 3 rebounds a game, coming off a 21-point performance and 9-rebound game yesterday in the win over Emporia State. Weissman Williams at another guard, a 6-foot senior out of St. Joseph Lafayette, averaging 10 points and 3 rebounds a game. He scored the first 8 points of the contest for Northwest last night after Emporia State jumped out to an 8-0 lead and helped get Northwest offense rolling in last night's game. And another guard, Connor Kirker, a 6'2 sophomore out of Overland Park, Kansas. He's averaging 11 points and 3 rebounds a game. He's shooting 50% both from the field and from three-point range, and he's second in the MIAA in three-point shooting percentage coming into tonight's game. Inside, Kyle Slake, a 6'10 senior out of Firth, Nebraska, averaging 3 points and 3 rebounds a contest. And Dylan Starzl, a 6'8 senior out of Kearney, Missouri, averaging 15 points and 6 rebounds a game. He's coming off a 17-point performance last night. He had 6 rebounds, and with those 6 rebounds, that puts him over 500 in his career. So he now has 1,000 points and 500 rebounds as he goes into that club. Just the 11th player in Bearcat history to reach those two milestones. He's also second in MIAA in field goal shooting percentage at 63.3%. For Missouri Southern, their lineup will look like this at the guard spots. Cameron Cornelius, a 6-foot junior out of Wichita, Kansas. He transfers into the Southern program from Butler Community College, averaging 11 points and 3 rebounds per contest. And Lane Barlow, a 6-foot junior from Chicago, Illinois, transferring from Moraine Valley Community College. He's averaging 8 points and 2 rebounds a game. He had 13 points in last night's semifinal win for Missouri Southern. Along the front line, Jordan Talbert, a 6'6 senior from Little Rock, Arkansas, an excellent shot blocker. He is fourth in the MIAA in blocks and rebounds. He had 11 points in last night's game. He averages 12 a game and also pulled down averages 8 rebounds a contest. Also at a forward, Marcus Addison, a 6'4 sophomore from nearby Olathe, Kansas, averaging 17 points and 4 rebounds a game. He's 10th in the MIAA in scoring. And a player we talked about a little bit earlier, Slim McGee, a 6'11 senior out of New Orleans, Louisiana. And he transfers to Missouri Southern from the University of South Alabama, averaging 12 points and 7 rebounds a game. Again, he had a career high last night, 24 points to go along with 20 rebounds. And as we mentioned, that 20 rebound mark ties the most in the MIAA tournament play. Mark that was held by Jeff Hutchin and Andy Berlin. Hutchin, of course, former Bearcat great, and Berlin coming out of Washburn. So that's the way the lineups look. Northwest and Missouri Southern. Northwest at 22-7. Missouri Southern comes in with a record of 22-5. The Bearcats, the number 2 seed. Missouri Southern, the number 3 seed. We'll be back and get ready for the tip-off for this matchup between Northwest and Missouri Southern. That's coming up right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student-athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information available at northwestbearcats.com. And from national investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson, providing asset protection, retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. More at nationalinvestors.com. Support also comes from Compass Dental Group in Maryville, Dr. Bruce Twaddle and Dr. Brian Viertaler, along with their wives Polly and Rebecca. Compass Dental Group provides braces, implants, same-day crowns, and general dentistry. More at CompassDentalGroup.com. Also from Walker Body Shop and Toying at 420 North Market Street in Maryville. Celebrating their 50th anniversary, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. More at 660-582-3104. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Vaccaro and Herzog, RE/MAX First Choice Real Estate of Liberty, Missouri, specializing in residential and commercial property in North Kansas City. More information is available at 816-806-7777. And from Nottoway County Economic Development, promoting the community, supporting the business development, and growing community opportunity. Nottoway County Economic Development, more at MarysvilleMO.org. Support also comes from Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville, supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home as well as mattresses and flooring. More information is available at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com. Also from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, rock chip repair, storefronts, and entrances. More at 582-3131, in store at 5th and Buchanan, or at MarysvilleGlassAndLock.com.
You might get a few free throws, but everything else in our house is going to cost you. Bearcat Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Welcome back to Kansas City and Municipal Auditorium. It's Northwest Missouri State and Missouri Southern in the semifinals of MIAA postseason tournament in the men's bracket. Along with Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey, and we're just a few moments away from tip-off time as both teams getting some final pregame warm-ups in before we get to the tip-off. And Matt, very great atmosphere for tonight's game. A lot of fans from both the Joplin area and Maryville, and also alumni from both of these schools around Kansas City showing up in full force for tonight's game.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we saw a great showing from Bearcat fans last night. I think, you know, as frustrating as it was to see Northwest lose to Central and get the number two seed, I think in terms of fan support, I think there are a lot of fans probably happy with that. Otherwise, they would have had a noon game on Friday, and they would have had good support, but there have been a lot of people that couldn't have made the game because of work. So, by having to play at night, a lot more fans were able to come out, enjoy that game, and hopefully get a chance to see three games this weekend. But they're going to see one of the better games in this tournament right here before them tonight.
A lot of concern with some MIAA officials, except from the gate standpoint, with two Oklahoma schools being in the other end of the semifinal here, where those two schools really didn't travel well for this tournament. But not a lot of atmosphere for that first game, but boy, a huge difference here in this second one.
And, you know, I didn't think about this, so I was talking to the Northeastern State radio crew as they were leaving, and, you know, those schools are only 4 or 5 hours from here, which is about the same as some of the other schools, you know, maybe a little bit shorter, but you still see a lot of participation by fans from some of those other schools. Yeah, they probably don't have an alumni base in the Kansas City area like most of the other schools in the MIAA, but you would think that they might travel a little bit more. But, yeah, it was pretty light with those schools, which you would think for these two teams playing here, Southern and Northwest, that's an advantage. That means almost like a home court advantage in terms of fan support and this arena tomorrow if they can advance to the championship.
And the winner of this game will get Central Oklahoma tomorrow, as that will be a 3:30 tip-off. We'll have that broadcast beginning at 3:10 with the pregame should Northwest be playing in that championship game. Now, earlier today on the women's side, it was a similar final round play this afternoon. And in the first game, one that went right down to the wire, Central Missouri with the win over Fort Hays State, 71-69. So the number one seed Jennies move into the championship game tomorrow, and they will face Emporia State, was defeated Southwest Baptist this afternoon, 90-69. That game a little bit closer than what the final score indicates there. Southwest Baptist had a heck of a run through this tournament.
Yeah, and you look at Southwest Baptist being an 11 seed, getting to the semifinals. The Northeastern State men that we just talked about, a 9 seed. So that's what's kind of cool about the expansion of the tournament in recent years, is you do give more teams an opportunity to not just get here to Kansas City, but to make some noise. I mean, obviously in the past, the 8th seed, the top 8 teams were as deep as you would go, and we've seen 8 seeds win championships, but it's pretty neat to see those teams that don't have a chance after this tournament to go anywhere unless they win it all. And I think that brings up the level of play of those types of seeds that know that they have to win it all, and it just makes for better basketball down here.
Northwest and Missouri Southern, we're getting ready for the national anthem and then the announcement of the starting lineups here, and we'll have some other we're having the announcement of the starting lineups here in just a moment. And Matt, as the lineups are being introduced in front of the fans here at Municipal Auditorium, one thing that, as you look over on the Missouri Southern side, now Southern, like Northwest, most likely will get her bid into the NCAA Division II Regional Tournament, but for Missouri Southern, their head coach Robert Korn, he's announced his retirement earlier this year, so he's kind of in the last stages of his coaching career at Missouri Southern.
Yeah, you're exactly right. And, you know, for Missouri Southern, also playing for an outside shot to host that regional tournament. I mean, we had talked about coming into the tournament this weekend, Minnesota State Mankato had already won the Northern Sun Conference tournament. That concluded on Tuesday. Mankato with 4 Division II losses so far this year, or through the year, I guess I should say. Central Missouri was a team that you thought could get a chance to host. They were on top of the region in the rankings released on Wednesday, but of course their first round loss has them out of a chance to host the regional tournament. Northwest, if they won the whole thing here in Kansas City, maybe an outside shot, but 7 losses in Division II play really hurts them, especially with 6 of those losses being in region. Even though there are a lot of close games there against some pretty good teams, they're still going to look at that loss total. But if Northwest wins it all here, especially going through Southern to do it, maybe an outside chance they get to host. On the other hand, with Southern, if they win it all, there's a much better chance they would get to host because they have just 5 Division II losses so far this year. So more than just an MIAA tournament championship on the line, we can think about that. These two teams probably haven't thought a whole lot of that because they know they've got a tall order in front of them here tonight.
Okay, the line is being introduced, and Matt, in our discussion with the head coach of the Bearcat Mid, Vint McCollum, one thing he talked about in the last meeting with Missouri Southern, and even in last night's win over Emporia State, especially early in the game, he felt Northwest tried to rush too much offensively and worry the ball down the floor, and he wants to see Northwest be more patient and take their time getting the ball down the floor here tonight.
Well, and I think in your first game in Kansas City, it's easy to do that because of the adrenaline. Even if you've played down here before, like so many of the Northwest players have, you still have a little bit more adrenaline than you usually do. Now that they've got that game under their belt that was just last night, it should be a little bit easier for them to stay under control right from the start. Now, eventually they did get under control once they got that adrenaline down and just got to playing basketball, but it should be easier to do that just from the start here tonight.
Officials for tonight's game, Will Lundy along with John Hendricks and Kelly Groom, 3 of the more experienced officials in the MIAA.
Yeah, anymore you look at the officiating crew coming out and you're like, I hope we get a good crew, and I think we've got one here tonight.
For Missouri Southern, they're coming out at midcourt in their traveling green uniforms with the black numerals trimmed in yellow with the MSSU along at their chest. And for Northwest Missouri State, they're in their white uniforms with the green numerals and the Northwest across their chest. Again, the green numerals trimmed in black, and we're about ready to go. This should be one heck of a matchup tonight. Dylan Starzl will come out at center for Northwest, coming off a good game last night against a big player inside for Emporia State. And Blunt, he's got another tough task tonight. He'll jump it up against Slim McGee. McGee at 6'11", Starzl at 6'8". Northwest in this first half will go from our right to our left. The tip is up and is controlled by Southern. And it will be Barlow taking across the timeline. He's guarded by Kirker out front. Man-to-man defense out Northwest as always. Barlow at the top of the key, dribbles left. And a left-handed player likes to go toward that left side. Now to Cornelius on the right wing. Bounce pass low right. Addison goes left side into the corner and takes the jumper, knocks it down. Marcus Addison from the left corner makes it a 3-0 game as he knocks down at the 3. That's his 48th three-pointer of the year. And Northwest will bring it across the timeline. Cooper to the top of the key. The MIAA Player of the Year this year. Dribbles on the left wing. Pulls up out between the circles for Williams. Right side for Kirker. Kirker, left-hander, double free throw line through the lane. The little runner on the way. Good. Connor Kirker gets Northwest off to a good start. It's a 3-2 game. Northwest down by 1. Barlow at the top of the key. Goes right side. Finds Talbert. Now off the right wing for Addison. Cornelius on the left side. Takes it top of the key. High post left for Talbert. Passes dribble toward the left corner. Now kicks it left side. Barlow trying to go low and get it for Slim McGee. Couldn't hold on to the pass. Picked up by Starzl for Northwest. Now to Cooper across midcourt right to left. Takes it to the right wing. Dribbles out between the circles. And man-to-man out of Southern. Dribbles on the right side. Goes to the top to keep it Bryson Williams. Bounce pass. Low right for Starzl. Posting up on Slim McGee. Into lane. Fade away on the way off the front of the rim. Rolls out right in the rebound. McGee for Missouri Southern. Now it goes to Barlow to the top of the key. Through the lane to the bucket on Kirker, who leans in, knocks the ball loose, but will pick up the foul. And that for Connor Kirker will be his first. Team's first as well. And they will send Barlow to the free throw line. Barlow, a 71% shooter this year at the line, 74 of 105.
You know, John, we talked about people coming back to see the tournament. I look across the way and I see D.C. sitting in the front row right behind the Bearcat bench, longtime athletic trainer for Northwest Missouri State.
Barlow knocks down the first. Dave Colt, now an instructor at Mid-American Nazarene here on the Kansas side. Back to the free throw line, Lane Barlow. And the second free throw, too hard. Rebound Starzl for Northwest as he takes it at the elbow off the left side. We'll give it up to Cooper, and he'll walk it across the timeline. Northwest down 4-2. High post left for Starzl with one dribble. Hands off to Williams. Will bring it out top of the key. Looks on the right wing. Finds Cooper. Open three on the wing. Off the back of the rim. No. Fighting for the rebound. Schlake inside. Couldn't come up with it. It's picked off by Barlow. Barlow across the timeline. Down the lane right side. Gets caught up there. Kicks it right side. Finds Talbert. Takes a jump from 17. Rims around it out. Rebound Kirker for Northwest. And he goes down the right sideline in front of the scorers table. Join the circles. Finds Starzl. Who trails on the play. Post player hands off to Cooper. Northwest will set up the offense. Cooper out near midcourt. Looks to go one-on-one with Barlow. Now finds Starzl. Not high for Slate. 6'11 player gives the right side and gets it to Kirker. Now, out front left, Peterson. Rather, that is Cooper takes the jumper and knocks it down. Rashawn Cooper knocks down the jumper, and it's a 5-4 Northwest Missouri State lead. Early moments of this semifinal round game. Cornelius on the left side spins down the lane on Cooper and lost a hand on the ball as it hits the backboard. And ball will go to Northwest Missouri State. Head underneath the backboard, and Cats will get it.
Well, we're seeing that good patience early on by Northwest. They're not in too much of a hurry here. Getting some good looks at the bucket on the offensive end.
Cooper will inbound off the baseline right. Looking at full court pressure out of Missouri Southern. The inbound comes to Zach Snyder, checked in during the stoppage of play, and gets it to Kirker. Snyder out of Prairie Village, Kansas, and Kirker also out off the Kansas side. Takes it to the top of the key, looks on the left wing, finds Williams into the left corner, Cooper. Cooper to the left wing. Ball fake, goes cross court right, gets it to Kirker. Connor back left side, and finds Coop. Takes it on the left wing, top of the key with the dribble, right side for Kirker. Shot clock's at 10, high post for Starzl, down the lane, right side on McGee, up with a shot, and a foul, and this will get Starzl to the free throw line. Slim McGee questioning the call, but he will pick up the foul, that's his first. And Dillon going to the free throw line, where he struggled early in last night's win over Emporia State. 6'8 senior, but the first of two rolls in. It's the farther end, the backboard, and then fell in. That's Dillon's first point of the game. He had 17 last night to go along with six rebounds. As I mentioned earlier, now a member of the 1,000 point and 500 rebound club as he went over 500 rebounds in last night's game. Knocks down both free throws, and Northwest up 7-4. Just under 17 minutes left in the first half. Cornelius on the left wing. Holds the ball, guarded by Cooper. Bounce pass, almost threw it away, but picked up left side by Addison. He launches the long three, grazes the rim. Rebound tipped a couple times, controlled by Cooper for Northwest. Down the left sideline, to the top of the key. Pulls up right side, Kirker, looks low right for Starzl. Posting up with McGee, spins right, up for the shot, and it's good! Starzl using the left hand to shield himself from McGee with that right hand push shot, knocks it down, and it's a 9-4 Northwest lead over the Lions. Off the left side with it is Talbert. Out of Cornelius. Gets a pick by McGee. Free throw line jumper. Rattles around. Out. Rebound Kirker for Northwest. Cats going into the defensive boards well in this first half.
And here, getting some misses and getting some opportunities at those.
Yes, indeed. Off the left side is Starzl. Gives it to Kirker to the top of the key. Looks left side. Williams. Fast pass. Low left for Starzl. Posting up with McGee once again. Into the lane. Goes around him, up for the shot, blocked away by McGee, and is picked up underneath on the bounce by Talbert for Missouri Southern. Into the front court, Barlow takes it to the top of the key, looks right side, gets it to Talbert, now kicks it back left side with it, Barlow. Barlow, low left side, Talbert spins into lane as he does, whistle on a foul coming up here, Will Lindy to make the call. And this one. Keep going. Go on Northwest, and with the break in the action, 15:40. Left in the first half, it's Northwest 9, Missouri Southern 4. We'll be back right after this one-minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
This Bearcat broadcast is being underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville. Located at 1528 South Main Street, Bill McCulley and his team offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 660-582-8800. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Nottoway Valley Bank, now offering its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com or at any one of their locations in Maryville, Savannah, Mound City, and St. Joseph.
Today's Bearcat Radio broadcast is sponsored by Hy-Vee. Located at 1217 South Main, Hy-Vee offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, a bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information is available in-store or at 660-582-2191.
Support for this Bearcat Sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, 582-2699.
15:40 left in at the first half. Northwest 9, Missouri 7-4. With Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Off the baseline, left Southern will inbound. It goes to Barlow left side, and we'll bring it out to Addison. Addison trying to drive left on Matt Wallace, who checked in during the timeout. Out between the circles, Barlow, chased by Connor Kirker. Out on the left side, spinning down the lane left is Addison. Fadeaway jumper from 15 out the front of the rim. Long rebound. The free throw line goes to Kirker for Northwest. He slows it down as he goes across the timeline. Now to Wallace between the circles. Matt picked up by Austin Wright. He also checked in during that last timeout. Now to Cooper on the right wing. Back left side for Wallace. To Cooper and whistle and a foul coming up here on Northwest. As Cooper took that pass, couldn't hold on to it, and a foul away from the ball there. And it's
an illegal screen there by Dylan Starzl.
Dylan picks up his first. 9-4 game, Northwest in front.
That's one of those fouls you hate to see. He was up around the free throw line. Starzl's going to commit fouls, but you want to see him down inside with the physical play closer to the basket.
Talbert to the right side, right. The three on the way over Cooper. Rims around out. Starzl with the rebound for Northwest. Now to Cooper. Down the left sideline to the left wing. Out to the top of the key. Left side for Snyder. Looks to the left for Starzl. Trying to post up inside with Renfro. And brings it out top to Key Snyder. Looks on the right side, Cooper. Cooper dribbling in front of the scorer's table. Guarded by Bartle. Spins past Bartle. Looks left side. Wallace on the wing. Back to Cooper at the top of the key. Shot clock's at 12. Cooper down the lane right. Kicks it right corner. There's Snyder. The three on the way. Off the front of the rim. No. And the rebound inside. Pulled away by Greg Renfro. A 6'8 sophomore out of Delaware, Oklahoma. Out of Bartle across the timeline to the top of the key. Dribbles left off the wing. Out top of the key for Talbert. Lobs it inside. Renfro posting up on Starzl. Takes the shot from five and knocks it in. 9-6 game. Northwest Missouri State up. Just over 14 minutes left in the first half. Cooper across the timeline between the circles. High post left Snyder. Out to Starzl. He's out top of the key. Holds it. Needs to find someone and finds Wallace over near the scorer's table. As he takes the pass, dribbles to the right wing. 13 on the shot clock. Wallace through the lane. Back to Starzl. Drives, lays it up and in. He got a step on Renfro. Renfro reaches over trying to block the shot. Then we'll pick up a foul.
Renfro is one of those guys that can be a good spark inside for Missouri Southern. And was in the second game in Joplin. The first game, Northwest got him into some foul trouble, so it kept him from being able to be a spark in that game. Maybe something Northwest can do here.
Starzl at the line to try to make this a three-point trip down the floor. Northwest in front, 11-6. Again, the winner from this one moves into the championship game tomorrow afternoon at 3:30, and will face Central Oklahoma. Free throw by Dylan is good. 7 early points for Starzl. He goes to the sideline. Kyle Schlink back in the game. Northwest right now with Kirker along with Snyder, Cooper, Wallace, and Schlake. Across midcourt right side is Everson. Looks on the right wing. Lines on the right side, Addison. Now they swing at left side, Everson. Top of the key, Austin. Back to Everson. Now left corner pass. They get it to Addison, drives to the baseline. Lobs it out front. Where that is, Everson. Senior out of Madison, Wisconsin. Dribbles left side. Kirker leans in, knocks the ball loose. Everson controls, scoops the pass, driving the lane. Talbert, or rather Addison, misses the shot, and put back on the left side by Renfro is good. And a 12-8 game, Northwest in front of the Lions. Cooper walks it across the timeline left side. Again, Northwest wanting to be more deliberate offensively than they were in the last meeting in Joplin. Cooper to the top of the key. Rise, back pedals near the arc. Cross court pass left side, knocked loose by Everson. And it's controlled on the left side by Snyder. Snyder goes cross court right side. Finds Kirker. Kirker through the lane. Kicks it back left side. Cooper. Cooper free throw line with a shot fake. Fadeaway jumper. Rims out. Rebound inside. Everson clears it for Missouri 7. Across the timeline. Top of the key. Kicks it back on the left wing. A three on the way. It's off the front of the rim by Addison. Fight for the rebound. And it's controlled by Cooper. Troop last night led Northwest in rebounds.
Addison starting to get frustrated with himself. That's one thing. If he hits a few early, he's going to be on fire all night. And he's missed a few shots that he feels he should have made, and that's getting him frustrated.
Blake on the left wing finds Cooper left side. Man to man out of Missouri 7. Dribbles in the left corner. Now to Blake out left side to Wallace. Wallace on the left wing. Gets a screen by Blake to the free throw line. Goes right side for Snyder on the wing. Snyder out front. Kirker. Dribbles right side through the lane. The left-handed runner off the glass. Good. He had to lean off to the left side just a little bit to avoid contact. Got some English off the backboard and it dropped down. 4 points for Kirker. 14-8. Northwest Missouri stayed in front. Top of the key, Addison. Chopping. Free throw line left jumper. Too hard off the back of the rim. Renfro tries to follow with the tip. Known as inside picked up by Northwest, and Snyder comes away with the rebound. Alec Hooker, 3-on-2 break. Hooker through the lane. Back pedals. Finds right side. Schneider on the wing. Now to the top of the key. Hooker. Hooker at the free throw line. Goes left side. Gets it to Cooper on the wing. The three off the back of the rim. And it's a control by Addison for Missouri 7. Well, give it on the left side. With it is Everson. Drives. Misses the layup. Fight on the baseline. Saved inbounds by Slake. And it's picked up on the right side by Cooper. Cooper across the timeline. And we'll take it on the right wing. Drives on Austin to the free throw line. Left side, Kirker into the left corner. They go. Now feed it inside for Slake from Wallace. Slake posting up with the shot. Won't go. Rebound, Everson for Missouri Southern. 14-8. Northwest Missouri State in front. Addison drives the lane. Whistle on a foul coming in and a reach in on Northwest. And this one will go on Wallace, and that will be Matt Wallace's first. Breaking the action with 10:49 left in the first half. It's Northwest 14. Missouri Southern 8. We'll be back to Kansas City right after this 1 minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services at 2016 South Main in Maryville. St. Francis services include emergency care, surgery, mammography, and obstetrics. More information is available at stfrancismaryville.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Pitsenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitsenberger's also installs Ultimate Truck Bed Liners. More at 660-582-4599 or at pitsautobody.com. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information is available from Shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Kent Peterson of Stanbury.
Back in Kansas City at Historic Municipal Auditorium, Northwest Missouri State 14, Missouri Southern 8. It's been one lead change in this game. Southern opened up with the three. Northwest came back in and got the lead. They never looked back at this point. Again, it's a close game still, 14-8. But I have to like the fact that Northwest playing with the lead earlier.
Yeah, you know, and it almost doesn't feel like almost 10 minutes have gone by because you know it's going to be such a long battle, 40 minutes, maybe more, that there's so much more basketball to be played.
Everson with the inbound all the way up front, chased down by Austin Wright. He's a three-point threat. Back to Everson on the right side. Top the key through the lane. He drives. Press go low for Slim McGee. Bobble McGee holds on to it. Double teamed and a travel violation. Starzl was all over him, and then coming on the hillside with Bryson Williams, who came in during that timeout with the double team. McGee shuffles his feet. It's called for the travel. Northwest will inbound as they go from our right to our left. 14-8, Northwest Missouri State in front of Missouri 7. Wallace between the circles. Long bounce pass, Cooker on the right wing. He's picked up now by Cornelius. Bounce pass high, plus for Cozad. Grant with the pass left side. Wallace takes it free throw line. Bounce pass low right for Starzl. Spins on McGee. Shot fake. Up with it on the right side. Good. He got McGee to bite on that first fake. It spun to the right side and had the easy layup. 9 points for Starzl. Northwest in front 16-8. On the right side, Blaine Miller goes cross-court left. Everson to Cornelius on the left wing. Low left for McGee. Spins into a double team. Underneath the bucket, lost the handle of the ball out of bounds. That time he went spinning on the baseline on Starzl. And again, Williams comes over from the help side and flusters McGee. Slim being settled down a little bit by Lane Barlow as Barlow comes back out onto the floor.
This obviously a better first half for Northwest against Southern than either of the games that they've played so far this year.
Wallace across the timeline goes left side. Williams on the wing. Guarded by Austin Wright. Goes low left side. Gets it to Cozad. Into the lane. Lost the handle on the dribble. Barlow knocks it loose. They dive after it on the sideline. Out of bounds off of Cozad. And it will belong to Missouri 7. Austin Wright, a 6-foot sophomore out of Bixby, Oklahoma. Again, a three-point threat for Missouri Southern out on the floor. Lane Barlow handling the point duties. We'll take it across the timeline. Gives it to Wright off the right side. Out between the circles for Blaine Miller. On the left for Cornelius. Now to Barlow. Whistle. And got a foul inside on Missouri Southern.
Another illegal screen. We've seen a couple of those called. One against Northwest and now one here against Missouri Southern with Cornelius moving as he tried to block off a defender.
And that will be his first foul. That's the third team foul on Missouri Southern. And Northwest with five team fouls.
And actually, called that on Blaine Miller. The official pointed to Cornelius before he signaled the foul, but called it on Miller.
Out to the top of Key Wallace, through the lane, pulls up. Takes the jumper from 12, got it, nothing but that. As he pulled up, Missouri Southern backed off on defense. Wallace was left wide open, took the shot, Northwest in front by 10. Off the right side, Barlow. Now left side, Cornelius. Drives down the lane left on Williams. Shot fake up with a block away by Kozad, picked up by Williams. And now back to Cornelius in the lane, puts it up and in. 18-10, Northwest Missouri State in front of Missouri Southern. Just under 9 minutes left in the first half. Wallace across midcourt left side. Gets a screen by Starzl, pulls up free throw line right. Fast pass low for Kozad, spins left in line. Shot swatted away by McGee inside, and it is controlled by Miller. Now to Barlow across the timeline, left wing. Gives it out front, now right side Miller. Now to Austin Wright, a long three over Williams is good. Austin Wright with his 63rd three of the season, 18-13, Northwest in front of Missouri Southern. Drecker into the front court. Guarded by Cornelius, dribbles between the circles, high post left side for Kozad. Now to Starzl out between the circles. As McGee gives him some room out there to Crooker. Shot clock at 17 seconds. Wallace on the right side gets a pick by Starzl. Down the lane he goes. Pick and roll, trying to find Starzl underneath the bucket, a little bit too far underneath. And will step on the baseline, and the turnover gives it to Missouri 7. Talbert and Addison back into the game for the Lions. And Crooker to the bench, and Snyder in for Northwest. And Cooper also into the game for the Cats. Takes it now Barlow across the timeline. It's on the left side and finds Marcus Addison. Cornelius on the left wing. Now to Barlow. Barlow to the left baseline, spins into the lane. Left-handed shot rolls on the left side and falls down. That was a tough move to the bucket. Barlow with 3 points, and it's now an 18-15 game. Northwest is up at 1 point, 18-8. Missouri Southern coming back. Cooper, goes to the right wing. Now out to the top of the key. Looks right side for Snyder. Back to Cooper between the circles. Left side for Williams. Into the left corner, Wallace. Wallace to the left baseline. Drives underneath the bucket. Finds Snyder in the right corner. Now back to Wallace, right baseline. Finds Starzl through the lane. Jumps up for the shot, and it's blocked away out of bounds. Tried to go with a shot fake. That time, he knocked the ball out of bounds. It belonged to Northwest from the timeout. 7-10 left in the first half. Northwest 18, Missouri Southern 15. We'll be back right after this 1 minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Nottoway Valley Bank, now offering its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com or at any one of their locations in Maryville, Savannah, Mound City, and St. Joseph.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford and Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the area a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at tristatefordlincoln.com or at 660-582-3677.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery. Now located near the Northwest Campus at the corner of 4th and Fillmore in Maryville, the Student Body provides Bearcat fanwear, custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
Today's game is being underwritten by O'Malley Beverage in St. Joseph, Missouri. O'Malley is the region's supplier of Anheuser-Busch products and would like to remind you to drink responsibly and to always designate a driver. More information at anheuserbusch.com.
18-15, Northwest Missouri State in front of Missouri Southern. 7-10 left in this first half.
We saw that little bit of a run here by Missouri Southern with Deshaun Cooper over on the bench. It was a 16-8 game when Cooper went over to the bench, and a little 7-2 run by Missouri Southern to close the gap a bit until Cooper came back into the game.
Northwest will inbound. Baseline left as Tyler Funk enters the ballgame. Will inbound on the left side. Carney native lobs it on the left side for Starzl. Picked out of his hand by Barlow, and it is picked up by Talbert through the lane to Cornelius. Missed the shot off balance, but coming up off the help side and slamming it down, Talbert. And it's now an 18-17 game as Northwest has the one-point lead. At one point they were up by 10, but haven't scored since. On the right side is Williams. Top of the key. Finds Starzl down the lane right side off the glass too hard. Fight for the rebound, and it's pulled away by Marcus Addison. Now to Barlow across the timeline, right side, trying to look to McGee, high post, gets it. Guarded by Starzl, lost it back on the right side for Addison to the free throw line. Picks it back out top of the key. Barlow, the left-handed three on the way. Rims around and out. Rebound in the lane. And it's picked up by Addison. Dribbles right side on. Bunk to the free throw line. Takes the jumper. Off the front of the rim, no. Talbot with the rebound. And his shot rejected from behind by Williams. And it is picked up by Cooper. It is pressing blocked by Williams. And for Williams, that's his third block of the season. Cats up by one with 6:10 left in the first half. Out front, left side, Starzl. Now to Schneider. Man-to-man defense out of the Lions. Gives it to Cooper. Dribbles right side. Back pedals. Cross court left side. Finds Williams. Now back to Cooper on the right. A long three on the way. Got it. Cooper, the second three of the game. 21-17. Northwest in front. Addison on the left wing for Missouri 7. Crossover dribble inside the arc. Takes the jumper and knocks it down. Nothing but it. He's got 5 points. 21-19. Northwest up. 5:40 left in the first half. Cooper walks it across the timeline, dribbles right side. Now, lobs it back left side, and a timeout by Northwest. 5:29 left in the first half. Northwest in front, 21-19. With Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey. As the Bearcats want to talk things over here.
Yeah, Coop got a little bit caught picking up the dribble out near midcourt, thought he was going to be able to get the basketball passed off. Didn't have a good look for Tyler Funk, and Coach McCollum calling the timeout, not just to keep the possession and ease them a little bit, but to make sure that they keep their heads in the game and keep slowed down. Like we said, you know, it was a 10-point game now, too. You can't expect it to be a double-digit lead for either team very long in this game. So they just need to stay calm, and that's what this timeout's going to be working to do.
Renfro back in the game for Missouri Southern coming out of the timeout, and for Northwest, they'll come out on the floor with Funk along with Schlake, Schneider, Cooper, and Crooker. Schneider will inbound, and gets the inbound to Cooper on the left sideline. Man-to-man out of the Lions. Cooper to the top of the key. Dribbles right side. To the right baseline, pulls up, needs some help. Schlake comes out high post at the elbow on the right side, and takes the pass. Now back to Cooper on the right. Watch the long three in front of the Missouri Southern bench. A high bounce off the rim. Funk with the rebound. Kicks it to Crooker. Now right side for Cooper. Down the lane he goes. Kicks it back left side for Crooker. Through the lane. The runner with the left hand won't go. Rebound tap. Snyder in the lane. Kicks it back out front for Funk. And Northwest to set up the offense. 21-19. Northwest in front. Crooker on the left side. Through the lane. Now has it stripped out of his hands. Hustles after it. Picked up now by Funk. He drives the lane left side. His shot rejected by Renfro. And it's controlled inside by Missouri Southern on the fast break. Right side, Addison inside the arc. Goes cross court, left side, left corner, Cornelius, the three on the way, knocks it down. Cameron Cornelius with the three from the left corner, and the Lions regain the lead, 22-21 over Northwest. Cooper across midcourt, right side. Top of the key. Left side pass finds Funk. Takes it out front with the dribble, expires the dribble, now right side for Cooper. Bring the legs with the dribble down the lane to the bucket and puts it up. No. And the fight for the rebound. Snyder crashing the board. Knocks it down. And it's a 1 point Northwest lead. 23-22. Barlow. Now they swing it right side. Cornelius on the right wing. One dribble. Now to Barlow between the circles as Connor Crooker picks him up and his pass overthrown. Trying to go in the lane for Renfro. Missed it. Snyder with the steal for Northwest. He'll give it to Cooper and he'll walk it across midcourt from our right to our left. Northwest up by 123-22 with 3:46 left in the half. Cooper, top of the key, gets a screen by Slate, or rather by Snyder. Dribbles left side now, gets a pick by Slate. Snyder left corner with the pass. Out front for Cooper. Right side, Crooker. Crooker with the dribble. Hooks the pass and throws it away. Tag it to Snyder. Pass goes to the Missouri Southern sideline, and the turnover will give it to the Lions after a timeout. 3:28 left in the first half. Northwest 23, Missouri Southern 22. Back in a minute on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Highline Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville, supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home, as well as mattresses and flooring. More information is available at HighlineHomeFurnishings.com.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student-athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information available at northwestbearcats.com.
This Bearcat broadcast is being underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville, located at 1528 South Main Street. Bill McCulley and his team offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 660-582-8800.
Support for today's game comes from Taco John's at 1015 South Main in Maryville. Serving breakfast and dinner, Taco John's is open Sunday through Thursday from 7 a.m. until midnight and until 2 a.m. Friday and Saturday. More at tacojohns.com.
Back in Kansas City at the MIAA postseason tournament, a semifinal round game in the men's bracket. Northwest holding on to a one-point lead over Missouri Southern, 23-22. Earlier today, the Northwest softball team lost a couple of games to Washburn and Topeka, losing the first game 7-6 and then dropping the nightcap 11-4.
There's something you don't see have to happen every day. Dylan Starzl had to go up and get a pom-pom that was stuck on the back of the rim.
Cornelius with it on the left side for Southern. Out to Bartle right. Guarded by Crooker. Now to Addison. Looks right side Talbert on the baseline. Guarded by Grant Kozad. Back pedal. 6-18-foot jumper. Just barely grazed the rim. Rebound Starzl for Northwest. Now Wallace will take it across midcourt. Crooker, Wallace, Starzl, Kozad, and Cooper on the floor for the Cats. Wallace on the left wing as the Lions give him a little bit of space. Kozad comes over to set a screen. Wallace to the free throw line. Trying to find a high post for Kozad. Ball knocked loose and is picked up by Missouri Southern. Bartle across the timeline. Looks outside for Cornelius on the left wing. Through the lane. Drives the bucket on the right side. Lays it up and in. Cornelius with 7 points in this first half and a one-point Missouri Southern lead. And the Lions back to full court pressure. Diving after the inbound. Knocking it out of bounds. And trying to get that steal was Bartle. As they try to get the pass to Cooper. It goes out of bounds. It belongs to Northwest.
We've seen a few errant passes here over the last few minutes by Northwest. And some of those have led to points.
Bartle will go to the sideline. Slim McGee into the lineup now. So Missouri Southern will go to a taller lineup. Now they're going to give the ball to Southern. Thing it went off of Cooper. And now let's see the officials get a straight. Or a timeout's being called. So apparently Missouri Southern will be inbounding following this timeout. As the Cats want a timeout with 2:36 left in the half. Northwest down by 1, 24-23.
Yeah, so far both teams have scored 6 points off of turnovers. And there's a few turnovers for Northwest that we have seen that really are unforced, just not focusing on their passing. And it's been balls that they've had to try to tip to themselves that's allowed Southern to come out, get a steal, get the turnover, and get to the other end to get some points on the board.
2:36 left in the half. Northwest down by one to Missouri Southern, 24-23. Again, the winner of this will face Central Oklahoma tomorrow afternoon at 3:30. Missouri Southern will inbound. Addison to inbound. Just to the right of us on press row. Addison gets the inbound low for it. Slim McGee back to Addison. Now they swing it left side. Everson, top of the key. Chased by Crooker. Looks right side at the elbow on the right for Talbert. Low right for Slim McGee. Turns, faces the bucket. Takes the jumper from 10. Knocks it down. Slim McGee with his first points of the game. He had a career-high 24 last night. And their semifinal round win. Crooker across the timeline for the Cats. It's a screen by Slake. Down the lane left he goes. The runner high off the glass knocks it down. Connor Crooker with 6 points. And Northwest down by 126-25. Top of the key, Talbert. Looks left side, Cornelius. Trying to spin left. Stops. 13-foot jump on the left side. Runs out. Rebound Northwest. As Starzl will scoop the ball to Crooker. And he'll take it across midcourt left side. Dribbles with the right hand at the top of the key. Pulls up. Needs someone to help out. Finds high post left. Kozad back to Crooker on the left wing. It's a screen by Kozad. Takes the top of the key. Looks left side. 18 on the shot clock. 1:36 left in the half. Wallace on the right. Hooks the pass. Low right. And trying to get in the blocks off that right side. And Lee Starzl let him a little bit too far. Ball out of bounds. It belongs to the Lions.
Yeah, he tried to put a little English on that ball to get it around the defender and into Starzl, but not quite enough English.
Northwest down by one. They've led by as much as 10 in this first half. Everson across midcourt. Dribbles right side. Hands off to Cornelius. Now out of a weave to Addison. Addison now to Everson on the right wing. Holds it. Now dribbles to the top of the key. Right side pass Addison. Addison through the lane he goes. Drives on Wallace. Fade away won't go. Whistling a foul after a buck going up to that shot. And this one will go on Matt Wallace. That will be his second foul. 26-25, Missouri Southern in front of Northwest as Marcus Addison goes to the free throw line. 6'4 sophomore out of Olathe, Kansas, has 5 points in this first half.
Just 2 of 9 from the field and been pretty frustrated with himself with his shooting in this first half.
And knocks down the first free throw. It's an 83% shooter at the line. Kozad and Wallace to the bench. Snyder and Williams back in for Northwest. Addison with the second free throw. That one's good. Full court pressure out of the Lions after the made free throws. Northwest down 28-25 and a timeout Northwest. And Coach Finn McCullum not happy with Northwest on trying to attack that full court pressure.
Yeah, that's the third time they've used a timeout in this first half. Not something that you typically see out of Northwest Missouri State. Usually it's one, maybe two timeouts in the first half. So, and, you know, we talked about knowing that it's going to be a close game throughout. That's exactly what we've got. And it just shows you how every possession and every little thing counts. You're going to take an extra timeout or two if you need to. And that's what Northwest has had to do.
And 28-25, Southern in front of Northwest. Cats shooting 41% from the field, 10 of 24. The Lions 11 of 28 for 39%. Again, just down the line on all these stats, fairly equal. 106 left in the first half. Northwest down 28-25. Full court pressure again out of the Lions as Northwest will inbound. Snyder gets the inbound for Bryson Williams. And Williams trots across midcourt right side. Dribble between the circles. Left side pass finds Crooker. Connor to the top of the key. Expires the dribble. Needs someone to help out. Finds Cooper left side on the wing. 18 on the shot clock. 48 left in the half. Cooper through the lane. Up with a shot. Rims in and a foul. I got half some English on that shot as he double-clutched it around his waist eyes. He leaped high in the air. Drew the foul. Gets to the free throw line. Everson will pick up the foul. His first. Cooper with 8 points out of the first half, trying to make this a three-point trip down the floor and tie it up with 45.3 seconds left in the first half. And his free throw is good. Southern wants a timeout now with 45.3 seconds left, and we'll keep it right here with Northwest and Missouri Southern tied up at 28.
And I guess if you want to take something encouraging out of this for Northwest, they don't feel like they're playing great basketball right now, but it's a tie game. I mean, that's a positive right there, because it would be very easy for a team like Missouri Southern to get out to a 10-15 point lead if you're not playing your best basketball. So it's a good sign for Northwest. We saw this a little bit yesterday as well. They didn't start the ball game off great, but we saw them have a much stronger second half, and if they can do that here tonight, it's going to be important.
Tied up at 28. As the Cats come out of the timeout, Crooker, Williams, Cooper, Snyder, and Starzl on the floor. Talbert inbounds for Missouri Southern and will give it up to Lane Barlow, and he'll take it across midcourt. Picked up by Crooker as Barlow stops just inside of the front court. Dribbles on the right side, trying to milk the clock a bit. Dribbles out top of the key. Now it goes over to the right sideline. With the dribble on Crooker to the free throw line. Back pedals, 14 on the shot clock, 22 left in the first half. Barlow now drives, that spins on Crooker. A little runner with the left hand, misses off the left side. Northwest with the rebound. Crooker with the board, scoops it to Cooper with 10 seconds left in the half. Cooper between the circles, trying to give the Bearcats a lead before halftime. Back pedals, top of the key, 4 on the clock, takes the jumper, and it's good. He's just inside the arc, a 2-pointer for Cooper. Northwest at 30-28, and that's the end of the first half. A good way to end the half.
Absolutely, especially when you consider the other two games. Northwest was down by double digits in both games at halftime.
Northwest in front of Missouri Southern, 30-28. We'll be back to Historic Municipal Auditorium in Kansas City right after this one-minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market Street in Maryville. Celebrating their 50th anniversary, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. 660-582-3104.
Today's Bearcat Radio broadcast is sponsored by Hy-Vee. Located at 1217 South Main, Hy-Vee offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, a bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information is available in-store or at 660-582-2191. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Nottoway Valley Bank. Serving Northwest Missouri for 145 years, Nottoway Valley Bank now offers its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from national investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson, providing asset protection, retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. More at nationalinvestors.com.
And welcome back to Municipal Auditorium in Kansas City. Northwest up by 2.5, 30-28. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Matt, again, a good finish to that first half with Cooper knocking down the jumper out at the top. But let's go back on the defensive side there when Missouri Southern is wanting to milk that clock and get that last shot by Barlow. What a job on the defense by Crooker, not giving him anything to work with.
Yeah, that's exactly right, because Barlow kind of tested the waters with Crooker a little bit. He went toward the bucket at three different times just to kind of see what might work, tried a few things out. And then when he finally did decide to go to the hole, not only did it have to be a fadeaway, but it was an offhand fadeaway that was well defended by Crooker and just barely grazed the left side of the rim. So a tremendous effort by Crooker.
A lot of fans have been looking forward to this matchup with Southern and Northwest here tonight, and it's lived up to everything that they thought it would be.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And I have a pretty good feeling we're going to see some similar stuff in the second half as well, with so much riding on this game. And we knew going in it was going to be a heavyweight battle, and that's what we've seen so far.
We're at the half, Northwest 30, Missouri Southern 28. When we come back, we'll talk with Northwest Missouri State Athletic Director Mel Churchma. That's coming up right after this one-minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for this Bearcat Sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, 582-2699.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services at 2016 South Main in Maryville. St. Francis services include emergency care, surgery, mammography, and obstetrics. More information is available at stfrancismaryville.com.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center and the Prenery House. More information at conceptionabbey.org.
Support for today's game comes in part from McDonald's in Maryville. McDonald's is open 24 hours every day and now serves a limited breakfast menu beginning at midnight. McDonald's, located at the intersection of South Avenue and South Main Street in Maryville.
Back in Kansas City, a municipal auditorium, Northwest Missouri State at halftime in front of Missouri Southern, 30-28. And we're joined now by the athletic director at Northwest Missouri State, Mel Churchma. And Mel, it's quite a weekend here so far for Northwest.
Well, it has been. Last night was a great game with Emporia, a really physical game, and we really... We had to work hard that whole ball game, and you know, tonight is just, we got off to a good start there, and we kind of went cold. We were up eight and looked like we had a chance maybe to stretch that and miss some shots, and Missouri Southern's a very good basketball team, and I think it's going to be this way right down to the end, John.
Yeah, and what an atmosphere here. A good turnout, a great turnout from Northwest fans, and Missouri Southern also traveling well for this. And, boy, this is what college basketball is all about tonight, isn't it?
Well, it is. It's tournament time, and this is such a great venue, and they've made it a lot better, you know, just this last year with the video boards and what they've done on the lower level with the seating. And, you know, it's just great. It's great for our schools. Our Steppers just got done performing. We got a pep band here. Our cheerleaders are out here, and all these fans. It's really a lot of fun.
And it's something that I think the alumni for a lot of the schools really look forward to every year as well, and we're seeing a good alumni turnout here.
Well, they really do, you know, and we've got a lot of alums, obviously, in the Kansas City area, and so we get a great turnout, and, you know, it's fun to, this is the first time I've really been here for the whole tournament, and it's fun to see, like Fort Hayes, for instance, you know, four or five hours away, brought a break, you know, really good crowd, and, you know, Missouri Southerns have had a good crowd. Southwest Baptist brought a couple of busloads up, and so it's a big deal for these, for all these student athletes, and it's really a great venue.
Now, I know a lot of the teams talk about that. It's such a great venue that the teams that make it to the regional the next week, sometimes it's a little bit of a letdown because you have such a championship atmosphere here. It's a kind of a different type of atmosphere in the next week.
I you know, I haven't been to a regional, so I can't speak for that, but I'm looking forward to going one next week, so we'll find out. But, yeah, I can see where that – I mean, this is just such a special setting here, and, you know, just the everybody's in the hotels, you know, a block away, and the fans walk to the games, and it's just really it's a special time.
Now, as we talk about regional play, announcement will be made tomorrow night at 9:30, and I understand that we'll be gathering at Carson's on that as well. But it's a situation where it looks like Northwest should be in the region regardless of what happens here tonight in the regional next week. But it's still, you never know till those brackets come out, do you?
Well, you really don't. I think we're in good shape that way. You know, it'd be nice to take care of business here tonight and get into the championship game. That would obviously help us a little bit. I don't think there's going to be a lot of change between 1 through 4. You know, Central is going to drop, losing in the first round. But I think Central, Missouri Southern, us, and Mankato are going to be right there. And so then it's just a matter of what position you're in. And it boils down to you still have to win. And it doesn't make any difference who you play in a regional. They're all good. So we're looking forward to that, but we need to win this ball game tonight.
Now, as we talk about alumni, I know the athletic administration and some of the football staff have been busy in the last couple weeks taking the national championship trophy on a tour of the Midwest. And imagine that's always a lot of fun. We get a chance to go out and meet a lot of the fans and give fans maybe a chance to see that trophy that normally won't get a chance to.
Well, it's really it was really good. You know, first of all, Mike Johnson and then our alumni association together. They did a great job of setting up that trip, and we went to 5 different stops. We went to St. Louis, St. Joe, Omaha, Des Moines, and then our last one was at Sporting KC in Kansas City, and that was a lot of fun. We had over 300 people there, and it's exciting because when you start looking out and looking down on that field and say, that's where the national championship game is going to be next year. That's really exciting. It was great. We had a great response, and our fans were really so supportive.
And you talk about that support. A lot of fundraising efforts involved with some of the auctioning off of some of the memorabilia concerning the national championship. Also, really helped raise some funds for that funny program.
Well, you know, Mark Younger went along. Mark came to every one of those, and he auctioned off. We auctioned off 3 items. We auctioned off a helmet, a game jersey, and a game ball. And I think in the five venues, we were close to $40,000 on those 3 items in the 5 different venues. And so that's great support, and that just helps our program, helps our athletic program, and more than that, it just brings our family together.
And it's a busy time with the spring sports already underway. Baseball's off to a good start. Softball's going. You've got tennis going on as well. And outdoor track and field will be stirring pretty soon. So it's a busy time for athletics.
We got a lot going on, John. Baseball's off to a great start. They're 8-2 in the conference right now. Coach Roosevelt's got a great men's tennis team. I think they're going to really be special this year. And, you know, track's got 1 athlete going to the national indoor meet. Outdoors, I think we're going to have a good track team. Softball's real young. They're struggling a little bit right now, but and then women's golf starts here, and so we've got a lot of things going on to keep us busy. And but first of all, we want to have a little more success in basketball.
That sounds good. Mel, thanks for being with us.
Thanks, John.
And that's Athletic Director at Northwest Missouri State, Mel Churchman. Northwest in this men's semifinal round game of the MIAA tournament, up 30-28 over Missouri Southern here at halftime. We'll be back and have more for you as we take a look at the halftime report right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from national investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson, providing asset protection, retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. More at nationalinvestors.com.
Support for today's game comes from Taco John's at 1015 South Main in Maryville. Serving breakfast and dinner, Taco John's is open Sunday through Thursday from 7 a.m. until midnight and until 2 a.m. Friday and Saturday. More at tacojohns.com.
Bearcat radio broadcasts are brought to you by the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information available at northwestbearcats.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Nottoway Valley Bank, now offering its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com or at any one of their locations in Maryville, Savannah, Mound City, and St. Joseph.
It never stops. There's always action.
The Bearcat Halftime Report, supported by Tri-State Ford and Lincoln.
And back at Municipal Auditorium, a two-point game as halftime winding down. Northwest in front of Missouri Southern, 30-28. Let's take a look at the totals out of the first half. For Northwest, shooting 46% from the field, 12-26. They were 2-6 from a three-point range for 33% and 4-4 at the free throw line. Missouri Southern, 38% from the field, 11-29, 3-7 on threes and 3-4 at the free throw line. Northwest holding their own with a very good rebounding team tonight. Northwest with 17 boards and Missouri Southern with 16. And turnovers, 8 turnovers for Northwest and 6 for Missouri Southern. Individually, one player in double figures for the Cats and Deshaun Cooper with 11. No one in double figures for Missouri Southern. They're led by Marcus Addison with 7 out of the first half.
You know, talked about them being a good rebounding team. I was just looking at the totals from the previous two games and Southern out-rebounded Northwest 38-29 in both games. It was the same rebounding totals for both teams. There's something you don't see all that often. But, you know, a lot of times with these two teams, you don't see too many opportunities at rebounds just because they're such good shooting teams. Both of them right around the 50% mark through much of that first half. So not as many opportunities as you normally see, but rebounds is definitely going to play a big role in this second half.
And as physical a game as it has been, not a lot of opportunities at the free throw line for either team.
No, and I think that's great because we talked about it in the pregame, the officiating crew that we had tonight we knew was going to be a good one, and they're letting the teams play, you know, and so we haven't seen, of course fans are going to dispute pretty much every call that's made, so we've seen a little bit of disputing by the fans, but I just think in terms of the way they have called the game has been consistent. They've allowed them to play, and I think that's made that for a much more enjoyable basketball game.
And the one gauge of that, you haven't seen much out of the coaching staff for either team complaining about it.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Yeah, we've seen them more worried about what their team's doing than what the officials are doing, and that's not always the case. But, you know, it's a close game like this. Sometimes that's the way it's got to be.
30-28 at the half. Northwest in front of Missouri Southern. We'll be back and get ready for a second half play right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Come on now, let's go. Come on now, let's go.
The Bearcat Halftime Report, underwritten by Tri-State Ford and Lincoln.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market Street in Maryville. Celebrating their 50th anniversary, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. 660-582-3104.
Northwest Department of Business offers majors in accounting, economics, finance, marketing, management, and business. Northwest MBA is offered in Maryville, Kansas City, and St. Joseph, as well as online. Learn more at www.nwmissouri.edu.
Welcome back to Municipal Auditorium in Kansas City. Just a few moments away from the start of the second half. It's a two-point game. Northwest in front of Missouri Southern, 30-28. The winner of this one will face Central Oklahoma tomorrow afternoon at 3:30. Should Northwest win, we'll have that broadcast beginning at 3:10 with our pregame, again from Municipal Auditorium here in Kansas City. And that will follow what should be a pretty good matchup on the women's side, Central Missouri and Emporia State playing for the women's title.
Yeah, there aren't very many bad games down here in Kansas City. So if you get a chance to see games, you know they're going to be pretty good. And obviously with the top two seeds advancing in the women's side, naturally you think that's going to be a pretty good ball game. And, you know, Northwest gets a chance to move on, a chance to avenge a loss against Central Oklahoma that, you know, it was an early season game. You didn't think a whole lot about it at the time, but that was one of those losses that was frustrating, and now you really know how frustrating. They could have had an outright MIAA championship had they not lost that game.
Yeah, I think that's one that they felt they let get away early in the year.
Yeah, I think so. And, you know, I hear a lot of people talk about, you know, how they've early games don't necessarily count. Maybe, especially in baseball, you hear that. But when you get down to the end and it's a one or two game season and the standings and things like that, boy, it really does count. And you look back at those games, you know, maybe they kind of are a big deal. And I think that's one of those games that Northwest really looks back at from this year.
Hey, no, man, one of the items in this game that Coach McComb talked about in the pregame was to be very physical. Missouri Southern, Northwest, I think, has matched that. And you can tell early on their game plan was to go inside at Slim McGee. They were able to get some shots by Snarzl early on. He has 9 points going up against McGee inside. Now, McGee got a couple blocks in there, but one thing, too, they're really frustrating McGee on the offensive side. This is a guy coming off a 24-point performance last night, and he has been frustrated when he's had the ball inside.
Yeah, you're exactly right, and that's something. One end, frustration on one end can affect the other end, and that's what we're seeing out of them. We saw it early on out of Addison as well. He was kind of frustrated with his shooting, and he has been able to turn that around. We'll see if McGee can do the same.
Northwest will go from our left to our right in this second half. They're in their home white uniforms with the green numerals of trim. And for Missouri Southern, they're traveling green uniforms with the black numerals trimmed in yellow. Down the lane, left side, driving the bucket. Connor Crooker has shot rims around and out, tries to fight for his rebound. And a foul coming up on Missouri Southern. Good job by Crooker staying with it after missing that shot. And this foul will go on at Jordan Talbert. That'll be his first. Again, foul's not an issue with either team at this point. Inbound baseline right side. It goes to Bryson Williams in the lane. His shot blocked away by Cornelius. And here comes Missouri Southern. 3-on-2 break. Cornelius through the lane to the bucket and a foul. And this will get Cameron Cornelius to the free throw line. And this foul on Northwest. Zach Schneider will pick up the foul. That'll be his second. First team foul on Northwest. And Cornelius to the line for the first time tonight. He's a 76% shooter on the year. And shooting two, first one good. 8 points for Cornelius. Getting to the free throw line is one of the strengths for Cornelius. He also crashes the boards very hard. Coming to Missouri Southern from Butler County Community College. Second free throw good. And we're tied up at 30. Full court pressure out of Missouri Southern. Snyder trying to inbound. Gets it to Cooper. He's immediately double-teamed in the backcourt. Cooper trying to dribble away from that. And now the Lions back off on defense as Cooper will take it across the timeline. Out front for Starzl. Looks right side, Snyder. On the right wing, Williams, and whistle away from the ball. Bartle will get called for throwing an elbow on Cooper, and Bartle will pick up his first foul. Check that. They're going to give this on McGee instead, so McGee will pick up the foul. So Slim McGee picks up the foul. That is his second foul. And here comes the inbound for Northwest as Cooper looks to inbound. Looks inbound. Lots of tipped away, and it's tipped a couple times and controlled by Talbert for Missouri Southern. Across the timeline, Addison drives, lays it up, and in. Marcus Addison with the layup. Off the turnover, and it's a two-point lead for Missouri Southern, 32-30, as they scored the first 4 points of this second half. Inbound Bryson Williams for Northwest. Williams across midcourt, gives it to Cooper. And Cooper gets a screen by Starzl, takes it to the free throw line. Right side, Crooker on the corner, takes the jumper, a three-pointer good off that right side. Connor Crooker having a big night tonight. He's got 9 points and gives Northwest the one-point lead, 33-32. Cornelius out between the circles, Talbert. Looks right side, Bartle, high post right for McGee. Turns, faces the bucket, drives on Starzl through the lane to the bucket. As he does, a bump and a foul, and this will go on Northwest. And Starzl tips call for the foul. That'll be number two on Dillon. Now Wallace into the game. Williams goes to the sideline. 33-32, Northwest lead. Southern inbound, baseline right. Bartle getting ready to toss the ball inbounds. And lobs it out front for Addison. Goes right side, fade away from three-point range. Rolls in. Marcus Addison with his second three of the game. He's got 12 points. Full court pressure in the left corner. Goes to Cooper, his double team, and gets his pass to Snyder underneath the Missouri Southern basket. Now to Wallace. And Wallace across the timeline. Out between the circles. Started by Addison. Looks left side, Kirker. Picked up by Cornelius. Looks on the left wing by Snyder. The three on the way short. Snyder follows his shot. Drives to the bucket. Lays it up. Blocked away and a foul. As Snyder knocked to the floor. Slim McGee swats it away. Whistle and a foul coming up on Missouri Southern.
Tell you what, one big key there. Snyder followed his shot. You and I were sitting here watching the Northeastern Central Oklahoma game, and how many times do we look at each other and say, follow your shot? Guys were just assuming that those three-pointers are going to go in, but Snyder, following his shot, got a really simple rebound out of it and an opportunity at the free throw line.
He's got 2 points so far going to the line where he's a 72% shooter this season. Eyes the bucket, free throw, rims out. 35-33, Missouri Southern in front of Northwest. McGee to the bench and Renfro into the game. Snyder, 6'7 freshman at nearby Prairie Village, Kansas, takes the free throw and knocks it in. Inbound to Barlow. 1 point game, Northwest trailing 35-34. Barlow across the timeline off the left side, looks and finds Cornelius. Now up front left side for Talbert. Now to Barlow, free throw line left, down the lane he goes. Goes to a jump stop, bounce pass in the lane, Renfro open, turns and slams it down with two hands. Greg Renfro with the slam dunk, he's got 6 points, 37-34. Missouri Southern in front of Northwest. Wallace across the timeline in front of the scorer's table. Between the circles. Now finds Cooper. Cooper off the left side in front of the Bearcat bench. Going one-on-one with Barlow. Back pedals to the top of the key line. Bounce pass into the right corner for Wallace. Wallace now takes it to the free throw line. Knocked to the floor and the rebound, the ball loose, picked up by Kirker. Kirker to the free throw line, through the lane. Now kicks it left side, Snyder. Three on the wing, rims around and out. Rebound Kirker, and he'll bring it back out, setting up the offense. Now quick pass left side, Snyder to Cooper on the left wing. 30 on the shot clock. Cooper slows it up. Cast cutting out the offense. And a minute, defense. Now Cooper through the lane, and the ball is stripped loose from behind, and a whistle and a foul as Cooper went driving the lane on the left side. Lane Barlow will pick up the foul. And for Barlow, he picks up that foul. That's his first. And this will get Cooper to the free throw line.
I think the Cats are catching a break here. I don't know that Cooper was going up with a shot there. That's some serious continuation, but the Cats will catch a break.
His first of two off the front of the rim. Now one of two at the free throw line. Again, last night, Northwest, they did hit 25 free throws in the game, but they missed an awful lot of free throws against Emporia State. Second free throw. That one rattles in. Cooper got the second one to fall. He's got 12 points tonight. Northwest down by two, 37-35. A couple minutes into the second half of this semifinal round game with the NIAA tournament. On the left side, Talbert. It's out front for Barlow. Trying to drive on Kirker. Down the lane left. Pulls up. Out to the top of the key for Talbert. And his passing lane knocked loose, picked up by Snyder for Northwest.
Snyder's had a couple of steals like that where he's gone up and picked the ball out of the air.
And now to Cooper across the timeline. Northwest from our left to our right in this second half. Coming right side on Barlow. Out front, Kirker. Kirker diving on Cornelius. Spins down the lane. Left side stripped out of his hands. Ball loose in the lane. Wallace chases it and throws it away. Trying to go into the left corner for Snyder. Ball out of bounds. Cats down by two, 37-35 with 16:34 left in this game.
Snyder had started up court thinking that Southern was going to come away with that basketball, and so that kickout pass ended up behind him.
Barlow across the timeline, out front left for Renfro. Starzl gives him some room. Now to Talbert on the right. Top of the key for Barlow. Looks left side for Addison. Inside the arc, fadeaway jumper, got it. Marcus Addison with 14 points, averages nearly 17 a game, and it's a 39-35 Lion lead over the Bearcats. Cooper across the timeline. High post left finds Snyder. Now to Starzl out between the circles. Starzl finds Cooper cutting through. Into the right corner for Wallace. Drives the baseline. Left side for Crooker. Now left side there. Snyder on the wing. The three off the front of the rim. Snyder just a little bit short on his shots so far tonight. 39-35 Northwest trails. Right side is Austin Wright. The three on the way. Rims out. Rebound to put back inside by Gordon Talbert. No one inside to rebound for the Cats. And it's a 41-35 Missouri Southern lead over Northwest. Across the timeline, Cooper. Southern fans making some noise. Cooper to the top of the key. Now drives the lane left side, spins to a halt. Tries to kick it out to Kirker. It goes past him into the backcourt, and it goes out of bounds and on the Missouri Southern that side, and it will belong to Missouri Southern. So a tough timeout or a tough turnover for Northwest. Got a break in the action with 15:21 left in the game. Missouri Southern 41, Northwest 35. We'll be back right after this one-minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's Bearcat Radio broadcast is sponsored by Hy-Vee. Located at 1217 South Main, Hy-Vee offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, a bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information is available in-store or at 660-582-2191.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Nottoway Valley Bank. Serving Northwest Missouri for 145 years, Nottoway Valley Bank now offers its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com.
This Bearcat broadcast is being underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville, located at 1528 South Main Street. Bill McCulley and his team offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 660-582-8800.
Missouri Southern right now on a 6-1 run, and Matt Gorder, I think this timeout, immediate timeout here coming out, a good time for the Bearcats.
Yeah, we saw it in the first half, a few errant passes that were basically unforced turnovers, something that you don't see that was out of character for Northwest, and we've seen a few of those here over the last couple of minutes as well.
Northwest trailing 41-35 before the inbound. A whistle coming up and a foul. This will go on Kozad, who checked in for Northwest. That's his first. Trying to position off this inbound, and Addison looking to trigger it in off the left baseline. Gets the inbound left corner for Barlow, guarded by Wallace. Bartle out front, finds Addison, tops the key, three, rims around and out, and Grant Kozad with the rebound. Allen goes to Cooper, he'll take it down the left sideline, goes to the left wing, now drives on Austin right to the bucket, lays it high off the glass, won't go, and Grant Cole with the rebound for Missouri Southern. Gives it to Barlow, he'll take it across the timeline left. Fires the dribble, Wallace all over him, scoops the pass to Renfro, now back to Barlow. Just under 15 minutes left in the game. Addison on the left wing trying to drive, and a bump on Williams as he tries to slide over. And Bryson Williams will pick up the foul. And that'll be his first. 41-35, Northwest trails Missouri Southern. Inbound to Talbert. Looks on the right side. Bartle pass tipped by Wallace, who brings it down. Wallace will take it across the timeline left to right for Northwest. Looks left side for Cooper. Tries to drive left, almost lost his footing. Keeps the dribble though, brings it back out to Williams on the right side. Wallace on the wing. Pulls it on the right side, now dribbles. Tries to get a screen by Kozad, takes the free throw line down the lane left side. Trying to find someone inside, hooks the pass to Kozad. Rather that Starzl, now back to Wallace. Wallace in the lane, a little runner, good. Matt Wallace knocks down his second bucket of the game. It's a 41-37 game, Missouri Southern in front. Talbert out front left, gives it to Austin Wright for Missouri Southern. Now to Addison, looks on the right side for Barlow. Barlow to the top of the key. Looks in the lane for Renfro, bobbles it, picks it up high post left. Now to Addison on the left wing. Shot clock to 14, Addison back pedals, takes the jump over Starzl, nothing but net from 17 out.
As frustrated as Addison was in the first half with his shooting, he is definitely taking a 180. He's feeling it in this second half.
16 points so far. Williams on the baseline, drives, reverse layup off the right side. Good by Bryson Williams, his first two of the game. 43-39, Northwest Missouri State down. 13:30 left in the game. Out top of the key, Talbert. Looks left side for Austin Wright. Right. Dribbles on the left side, bounce pass, low left for Renfro, spins on Starzl, end of the lane as he does, whistle, and a foul coming up on Starzl. This will be Dillon's third foul at Everson in the game for Missouri Southern. Barlow will go to the sideline, and Zach Schneider in for Northwest, Starzl to the bench.
And talking about Addison, he was 2 of 9 in the first half from the field for Missouri Southern. He's 4 of 5 so far in this second half.
Everson to inbound, into the left corner for Addison. A shot fake up with a shot left side. This one rims around and out from 17. Rebound Northwest. Wallace down the left sideline. Hustles to the left wing to the free throw line. That's right side for Snyder. Right corner for Williams. And he'll bring it out front. Gets it to Wallace. Austin Wright gives him some room. Right side Cooper on the wing. Cooper to the free throw line. Kicks it back left side. Wallace. Across the right side, Snyder wide open to three on the way. Got it. Nothing but in. Zach knocks down his first three of the game. And Coast Northwest within one, 43-42. 12:47 left. Talbert looks right side. Addison hooks the pass. Back out to Talbert. Wide open. The left-handed three rims out on the right side. Renfro with the board. Tries to go up with it. Knocked loose by Williams. Picked up by Wallace. And he'll give it to Cooper. Cooper across the timeline. Northwest a chance to regain the lead. Cooper accelerates to the left baseline, runs up and misses the shot as he tries to dive that left side, tosses it up, shot came well short, but a whistle on the play. As he was knocked into the Bearcat cheerleaders underneath the bucket, and this foul coming up on Matt Everson, that'll be his second. This will get Cooper to the line to shoot two. Cooper with 12 points so far tonight. 2 of 3 at the free throw line. had a 21-point performance last night against Emporia State. Free throw here is good.
His 9 rebounds last night, also tying a career high for Cooper.
Led the team in boards last night. Addison to the sideline. Kind of glad to see him go over to the bench right now.
Yes. I bet it won't be for long, though.
Doubt that. Cornelius into the game, and the second free throw by Cooper is good.
My guess is we'll see him back in after the next media timeout.
Northwest by one once again, 44-43. Everson on the left wing to the top of the key, chased down by Wallace. Now to Talbot, left side for Cornelius on the wing. Spins on Williams, inside the lane, bounce pass out front. Everson a three over Cooper. It's off the rim on the left side, fight for the board, chased on the baseline, loose control by Williams for Northwest. They'll give it to Wallace. Wallace in a double team. Finds it in the circle right side. Williams down the lane. Hooks the pass in the left corner. Throws it away.
Too many errant passes.
Another turnover. It will give Missouri Southern the ball following the timeout. 11:58 left in the game. Northwest 44. Missouri Southern 43. We'll be back right after this one-minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services at 2016 South Main in Maryville. St. Francis services include emergency care, surgery, mammography, and obstetrics. More information is available at stfrancismaryville.com. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information is available from Shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Kent Peterson of Stanbury.
Today's game is being underwritten by O'Malley Beverage in St. Joseph, Missouri. O'Malley is the region's supplier of Anheuser-Busch products and would like to remind you to drink responsibly and to always designate a driver. More information at anheuserbusch.com.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford and Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the area a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at tristatefordlincoln.com or at 660-582-3677.
Welcome back to Municipal Auditorium in Kansas City. Northwest up by one on Missouri Southern, 44-43. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Largest lead of this game for Missouri Southern has been 6. The largest for the Bearcats has been 10. Right now, Northwest up by 1, 44-43. Everson following the timeout, goes right side for Austin Wright. Gets a screen by Renfro, takes it top of the key. Left side on the wing, Cornelius. Back to Everson, left wing. Everson dribbles top of the key, through the lane, pulls up. Lobs it left side, finds Wayne Miller. Low left side from Renfro, posting up with Kozak. Takes it into the lane, dribbles off his thigh, pulls up the dribble, lobs it out top for Everson near the jump ball circle. Shot clock's at 3. Everson down the lane, ball loose as Miller lost the handle on it, picked up by Cooper. Here comes Northwest to break the other way. Williams on the left wing to Cooper. Now low left for Kozak, spins on Renfro, shot fake up with a shot and rims round and in. Grant Kozak with his first bucket of the game. Northwest now up by 3. 11:08 left. Winner goes to the championship game tomorrow to face Central Oklahoma. Everson on the left side, Miller. Left wing for Austin Wright. Picked up by Cooper. Dribbles out between the circles. Right side for Cornelius. Trying to get a screen by Miller. Takes the free throw line down the lane. Left side lays it up and in with the left hand. Cameron Cornelius with 11 points. 1 point game. Northwest in front, 46-45. 10:44 left. Cooper to walk across midcourt. Started by Austin Wright. Now to the free throw line. Bounce pass left corner. Snyder open. Three on the way. Off the front of the rim. No. Rebound slotted down. A reach over foul coming up. This one will go on rim floor.
Good position. Good block out inside by Grant Kozad.
Boy, Snyder's just a hair off on some of his three attempts tonight.
Yeah, I was hoping that one he hit just a few minutes ago might open him up, but you're right. Not missing by a lot. Good thing is, though, he's a smart three-point shooter in that he doesn't let that affect him. He lets that go. He knows that he's a good shooter. He's going to keep shooting the basketball.
Starzl back into the game. Kozad to the sideline. Inbound right side for Williams. Out to Connor Crooker. Crooker on the right wing, guarded by Cornelius. Now to Wallace out top. Austin Wright gives him some room. Low left side for Starzl. Picked up by Slim McGee. Checked in during that stoppage of play. Spins into a double team through the lane. Shot off the rim on the left side. Rolls out. Rebound to Missouri Southern. Barlow into the front court. Left side for Cornelius. Drives past Wayne through the bucket. Lays it up in and a foul. That's what Cameron Cornelius does so well. Finds a way to get to the free throw line. Got the layup to fall. Williams with the foul. Never be his second.
There's been a lot of times tonight when he's had the basketball, there just hasn't been room. There's been a lot of traffic between him and the basket. That time he had an opportunity with all of his teammates on the other side of the floor to take it down the left side of the lane.
Cornelius 2 of 2 at the free throw line tonight. On the year, 76% shooter. And his free throw short. Rebound Snyder for Northwest. Cast down by one, 47-46. Just over 10 minutes left in this semifinal round game. Wallace left side to the free throw line. Fast pass, low left for Starzo. Dives on McGee up with a shot off the glass and good. First bucket of the second half for Starzo. He has 11 on the night. Northwest up by one, 48-47. Barlow dribbles to the right of the lane, through the lane, jump stop, and up for the shot, forces it, and it falls. Muscled it up between two Bearcats. Got it to drop, and he has 5 points on the evening. And a one-point Lion lead, 49-48. Wallace across the timeline left side. Free throw line to the bucket on the right. Drives. He was bumped as he went down the lane, and a foul coming up on Missouri Southern.
We have seen 12 lead changes in this ball game so far, and I wouldn't be surprised if we saw 12 more.
17 foul on Missouri Southern, so Wallace will get to the free throw line. Got a 1-1 opportunity here, the foul on the drive to the bucket. Wallace this year, an 81% shooter at the line. Free throw is good. Got 5 points tonight. Coming off a 3-assist game last night in the win over Emporia State. 6-1 junior out of Bellevue, Nebraska. Back to the line. And the second one good. Northwest up by one, 50-49. 9:23 left. Barlow into the front court. Left side, Miller. On the wing, Cornelius. Out between the circles, Barlow. Picked up by Connor Kirker. Dribbles right side. Now, out front, Miller. Left side for Cornelius. Finds Barlow through the lane. Drives to the bucket. Misses the shot. Put back and a foul. Slim McGee got the rebound and then banked it in and was fouled. He'll get to the free throw line. Connor Kirker picks up his second foul. Slim McGee now with 4 points on the evening. Again, he had 24 last night in their semifinal round win over Nebraska Kearney. McGee, a left-handed shooter. Free throw rims around, out, and Wallace with the rebound for Northwest. Lions by one, 51-50. Pressure in the backcourt. Wallace into the front court. Dribbles through it. Out of Kozad between the circles. Back to Wallace. Williams, Starzl, Kirker, Kozad, and Wallace on the floor. Surrey Southern drops in a 2-3 zone after playing a lot of man-to-man tonight. Wallace goes cross-court right side. Kirker, out of Wallace. Left side for Williams. Wolfick drives into the lane, gets it to Kozad, who goes up with a shot, and he is fouled, and he'll get to the free throw line.
Well, if Barlow's dies, he'll hand Kozad his arm back. Kozad's walking to the line, holding on to about the middle of his right forearm because Barlow had very little intention of trying to get the steal on that one. He just wanted to rip Kozad's arm off and keep him from getting a shot off.
I saw a similar play last night against Emporia State. Kozad at the free throw line, nothing to net on the free throw. He kind of came out of one of the plays last night, kind of shaking that wrist. Blaine Miller goes to the sideline. Talbert back in for the Lions. Also Addison back out on the floor. Kozad, 6'8 junior, coming off an 11-point performance last night. Free throw on the way, nothing to net. He's got four now. And Northwest by one, 52-51 as the team's carrying buckets at each end. Barlow across the timeline. It's on the left side for Talbert. Guarded by Kozad. Now to Barlow. Picked up by Kirker. Dribbles right. Pulls up. Between the circles, Cornelius. To the left wing. Out of a double team with Williams and Kozad. They swing it right side. Barlow right in front of the Missouri Southern bench. With a left-handed dribble. Hooks the pass. Low right for Slim McGee. And a double team. Missed the shot too hard. Rebound though underneath the bucket. Talbert. His shot won't go. It's a near ball too hard. And Starzl with the rebound Northwest. Gasket, the defensive stop with 8 minutes left in the game. Up by one, 52-51. Wallace across the timeline. Dribbling right side. Bounce pass, top of the key for Williams. Quick pass left side, Kirker on the wing. Now to Williams. High post left for Kozad. Spins down the lane, left on Slim McGee. Shot good, and a foul. throws it down the lane left side, had a great spin move past Slim McGee, who commits the foul. And for Slim McGee, that is number four. And we've got a break in the action. With 7:46 left. Northwest 54, Missouri Southern 51. Back to Kansas City right after this one-minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center and the Prinery House. More information at conceptionabbey.org. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market Street in Maryville. Celebrating their 50th anniversary, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. 660-582-3104.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery. Now located near the Northwest Campus at the corner of 4th and Fillmore in Maryville, the Student Body provides Bearcat fanware, custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
7:46 left in the game. Northwest Missouri State in front of Missouri Southern, 54-51. Matt, during that last timeout, they're using stadiums do, kind of either a cap trick or a hidden ball trick or something. They were doing a hidden national championship trophy, and I think they were all wrong on that one.
Well, you had the absolute best answer of the night because it stopped, and, of course, everybody in the crowd's yelling 1, 2, or 3 where to find that trophy, and you said, I believe it's in Maryville. I believe you're exactly right.
Kozad going to the free throw line. He fouled before the timeout. Trying to make this a three-point trip down the floor and knocks it down.
You know, maybe they filmed that when the trophy was down in Sporting Park here for just a week or so ago.
Right. Northwest in front, 55-51. Bearcat fans making noise now. Barlow across the timeline. Takes it between the circles. Looks left side for Renfro. Renfro out to the top of the key for Talbert. And look inside. No one cutting inside, just holds the ball out front. Now to Barlow between the circles. Right side for Cornelius. Cornelius to the baseline on the right side into a double team. Kicks it high post right down the lane. Driving Talbert, lays it up and in. Jordan Talbert with 6 points. Northwest in front, 55-53 with 7:17 left. Wallace across the timeline to the top of the key. Dribbles right side. Bounce pass into the lane for Kozad. High on the right side now, turns. Double team, dribbles back out for right wing. Now to Kirker out front, left side for Williams. Left corner for Wallace. As Wallace dribbles on the left wing, takes the top of the key through the lane. Jump fake, ball fake up for the shot, won't go. Rebound, Starzl. He returns it off the glass and good. Starzl falling on the play, gets it to 57-53 Northwest League. Now Cornelius to the left baseline, slips, falls to the floor, lobs the pass all the way out front, chased down right in front of the timeline by Talbert. Hands off for Addison at the top of the key. Dribbles right side. Lobs it out front left side for Barlow. Barlow, low left for Renfro. Pushing up with Scarza. Kicks it back left side Cornelius. With 12 on the shot clock. Cornelius. Out front Barlow. Now 8 on the shot clock. Barlow guarded by Kirker. Spins left side. Into the lane. Lost the handle on it. Better whistle the foul inside with 3 on the shot clock. Official Kelly Groom to make the call on Northwest. Kozad will pick up his second foul. 8th team foul on Northwest, and Barlow to the line. He's got 2 coming to him. 6-foot junior out of Chicago, Illinois. 1 for 2 at the line tonight. Good shooter on the year at 71%. Free throw, good. Yeah, 6 points, averages 8 a game.
Cats making a little bit of a difference at the line tonight. Not quite as big as last night, but Missouri Southern 6 of 9 at the line. Northwest 13 of 15.
57-54, Northwest in front. Second free throw by Barlow, good. Now it's a 2-point game. Northwest up 57-55. 4-4 pressure off the made free throw. And back comes Connor Kirker for Northwest. Kirker across the timeline, drives on Cornelius. Dibbles left side. Right in front of Northwest bench, gets a screen by Kozad. Now back left side for Williams. 6 minutes left in the game, low left for Kozad. Kozad trying to post up on Talbert. In the lane he goes. Up for the shuttle. Right-hander hook won't go off the glass. Gets his rebound. Follows it up and in. Crowshead with 9 points. And fast the other way, because Missouri Southern, Northwest up 59-55. Cats got back quickly on defense. Southern couldn't get the fast break. Bartle to the top of the key. Finds Talbert, drives the lane right side, kicks it on the right sideline. Cornelius a three, nothing but net. Line drive three off that right sideline. He's got 16 points, and it's a one-point game. Northwest up 59-58. Wallace across midcourt. Phillips to the top of the key. Off the right side to the right wing. Out front, Williams. Cornelius on him. Back right side for Wallace. Getting a lot of minutes again tonight. Takes it to the free throw line. Pulls up. Lobs it low right side for Starzl. Cutting the bucket. He goes over the shot fake. Flip the shot. Misses the shot. But a foul coming up on Missouri 7. And this one will go on Jordan Talbert. That is his second. And this will get Starzl to the free throw line. 59-58. Northwest Missouri State in front of Missouri 7. 5:08 left in the game. A timeout. Missouri 7. We'll be back right after this 30-second timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from national investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson, providing asset protection, retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. More at nationalinvestors.com. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Highline Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville, supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home, as well as mattresses and flooring. More information is available at HighlineHomeFurnishings.com.
Back at Municipal Auditorium in Kansas City, Northwest holding on to a one-point lead, 59-58 over Missouri Southern. Matt, we talked about this going to be a close game, and I'll just look at two stats there that really points that out. Five ties, 15 lead changes.
Yeah, that's pretty incredible, and it's definitely made for a fun game. I don't think I've spent more than 20 seconds in the same seated position. You feel yourself always shifting around, and kind of that way for the fans. I think the fans are really enjoying this. You know, obviously the team that wins, their fans are going to tell us, hey, it's a tremendous game. The other fans may not have the exact same view, but, you know, if you're just down here watching college basketball, like I'm sure there are some here at Municipal tonight, you're really enjoying what you're seeing out on the court with this being such a hard-fought game.
Athletic Director Mel Churchman at halftime talked about how watching basketball makes him more nervous than when he coached football.
Yeah, I could imagine.
Dylan Starzl going to the free throw line, fouled before the timeout. As Talbert committed his second foul, Starzl tonight at the line 3 of 3. Now the three officials gather right at the free throw line in front of Starzl,
making sure how many shot attempts he was going to get.
6'8 senior. Pass two coming his way, and this one good. 14 points for Dylan tonight, coming off a 17-point performance last night. And his 6 rebounds put him over the 500 mark in a career at Northwest on rebounds. Second free throw rolls out, and rebound to Missouri 7. Northwest up by 2, 60-58, just over 5 minutes left in the game. Out front with it is Talbert. Looks on the right side for Addison. Guarded by Wallace. Takes the jumper from 16, knocks it down on the right side. Marcus Addison with 18 points, ties the game up at 60. That's our sixth tie of the game. Kirker will take it across the timeline, left to right for Northwest, guarded by Austin Wright. Phillips to the right wing, gets a pick by Starzl. Left side pass for Wallace. Wallace down the lane on the left side, back out to Kozad at the elbow on the left. Now between the circles for Kirker. Kirker. Back pedal, top of the key, left side finds Wallace. They give Wallace a lot of room off that left wing. Now penetrates through the lane. The little runner blocked away, picked up by Starzl. The putback too hard, but a foul. And this gets Starzl right back in the free throw line. This foul on Jordan Talbert. That is his third.
You know, some guys are so conditioned to complain that Jared Renfro looked at a second official that didn't make the call and held his hand straight up as if to say, I was straight in the air. Well, he assumed the foul was on him because it was not. So some of these guys, just as soon as the whistle goes off, they've trained themselves to start complaining.
Starzl hits the free throw now with 15 points on the night. Slim McGee back into the game, and Renfro goes to the sideline. Another free throw coming for Dylan Starzl. The senior has a rattle around it out, and McGee with the rebound. 1 point Northwest lead, 61-60. 4:15 left. Top of the key, Talbert. Holds on to it. Now to Addison. Addison on the right wing. Guarded by Wallace. Has done a good job defensively. Between the circles, Barlow. Now back right side, Addison drives to the baseline. Hooks the pass to Slim McGee, high post right side at the elbow. Takes it into lane, drives with the left hand, it rims around and in. Slim McGee with 6 points, and the Lions by one, 62-61. 3:46 left. Kirker from our left to our right across the timeline. Dribbles right side on Austin Wright to the top of the key. Back pedals on the left side. Between the legs with the dribble, bounce pass right side, Wallace. Wallace getting a screen by Starzl, pulls up, and gets the pass left side for Kirker. Kirker to the baseline, brings it back out. Now to Cooper. Sean Cooper will dribble left side. Back pedals as he does, gets called for an elbow, and this has Coach Ben McCollum upset.
There wasn't any contact there. He just lost his balance. Barlow lost his balance trying to keep up with Cooper. That's as upset as I have seen Coach McCollum in a long time. And that play happened right in front of him as well. I bet we don't see the replay on that one here at the arena.
Timeout with 3:19 left. Northwest Missouri State trailing Missouri Southern 62-61. We'll be back in Kansas City right after this 1 minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's game comes from Taco John's at 1015 South Main in Maryville. Serving breakfast and dinner, Taco John's is open Sunday through Thursday from 7 a.m. until midnight and until 2 a.m. Friday and Saturday. More at tacojohns.com.
Bearcat radio broadcasts are brought to you by the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student-athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information available at northwestbearcats.com.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford and Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the area a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at tristatefordlincoln.com or at 660-582-3677.
Today's Bearcat Radio broadcast is sponsored by Hy-Vee. Located at 1217 South Main, Hy-Vee offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, a bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information is available in-store or at 660-582-2191.
And welcome back to Kansas City Municipal Auditorium. Northwest down by 162-61 with 3:19 left in this ballgame. Southern will inbound right in front of the Bearcat bench as Talbert will try to get this inbound. Northwest down by one.
The thing I like about Coach Mack, he's let it go. He's talked to the officials about it. He got his word in, and now he's moved on. You don't see that from every coach.
On the right side, Addison on the wing, drives on Wallace to the free throw line. Lots of left side, Barlow. Barlow down the lane left to the bucket, drives, lays it up and in. Barlow with the drive in the bucket. It's now a 64-61 lead for Missouri Southern. Just under 3 minutes left in the game. Connor Kirker takes it across Newport right side. Dribbles to the right wing. Free throw line. Down the lane. The runner with the left hand rims around and out. Starzl with the putback over Slim McGee. Dylan Starzl got it to fault, and it's a one-point game. Northwest down 64-63, 2:38 left. On the right side, Addison, right in front of the Missouri Southern bench, takes the three on the wing. Good. That was a tough shot by Marcus Addison. He's got 21 points, 67-63. Missouri Southern in front of Northwest, 2:24 left in the game as Wallace takes it into the front court. Officials stop play. And I think they may want to come over and check to see if that was a three or not, or... They're coming over, and I think that's it. They're going over to the scores table.
Yep, it may be. I had a good angle, but I couldn't tell whether his toe was on the line or not. It was very close, but I couldn't tell. But it was close enough to where, and this is a big enough game, and that was a big enough shot that they want to be sure.
2:22 left, Northwest down 67-63. And they're counting it as a three. So 2:22 left, Northwest will inbound in front of the scorers table on the far side. Came down 67-63. Had six ties and 16 lead changes. Zach Snyder will inbound for Northwest, lofts it into the backcourt for Wallace. Now to Cooper. And Cooper to take it across the timeline, guarded by Bartle. Missouri Southern was shown some 2-3 zone, back to man-to-man down the lane. Cooper kicks it back left side for Snyder. Snyder back to Kirker, right side. Shot clock at 16 seconds, 2:08 left in the game. Kirker at the top of the key, left side Wallace. Wallace holds on to the ball, trying to find Cutter. Now with 6 seconds on the shot clock, goes to the free throw line. Bounce pass left side, stolen by Slim McGee and picked up by Addison and give it to Barlow. Tough turnover with 1:52 left in the game. Northwest down 67-63. Addison on the right wing. Takes it to the top of the key. Holds on. Goes left side for Barlow. 1:40 left in the game. 18 on the shot clock. Barlow down the lane left side. Bounce pass free throw line. Talbert in the lane he goes. Kicks it back left side. Barlow. Now out between the circles. Addison to the right wing. Pulls up. Fadeaway jumper off the front of the rim. And the rebound underneath for Cooper for Northwest with 1:25 left. Northwest down 67-63. And we've got a timeout. Timeout by Northwest. 1:23 left. It's Missouri Southern 67, Northwest 63. We'll be back right after this 30-second timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Nottoway Valley Bank, now offering its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com or at any one of their locations in Maryville, Savannah, Mound City, and St. Joseph.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information is available from Shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Kent Peterson of Stanbury.
1:23 left. Northwest trailing Missouri Southern 67-63. The Castle inbound in front of the scorer's table.
And one thing that we're seeing Missouri Southern do is Barlow right now, his only responsibility on defense is Deshaun Cooper. No help side, no nothing else.
Cooper down the lane, fade away off the glass, is good. And a foul. This will go on Barlow, who's talking to Will Lindy, the official, makes the call. They'll count the bucket by Deshaun Cooper. Barlow picks up his third foul. Two-point game, 67-65. Barlow continues to talk to the official. Not happy at all with the call.
I guess turnabout's fair play because he got that offensive foul called against Deshaun Cooper with no contact. So now everything's even.
Cooper misses the free throw, and Barlow with the rebound for Missouri Southern. Tough miss on the free throw. Cast down by two, 67-65. Needed a defensive stop here with 1:09 left. Barlow, drawing with Connor Kirker, picks him up defensively. Dribbles right side, pulls up, looks right side for Addison. A minute left in the game. Addison to the baseline, the runner on the way, short, fight for the rebound on the baseline, and it's controlled by Williams. Alec goes to Kirker, he'll slow it up, didn't have the numbers with 50 seconds left. Northwest down by two. On the right side, Kirker gets a screen by Starzl. Down the lane he goes. The runner with the left hand. Good! Off the glass. We're tied up. Yes, Kirker got it to fall.
Over Slim McGee.
67-67. 38 seconds left in a timeout. Southern as Barlow takes it into the front court. 36.6 seconds left. We're tied up at 67. Back in 30 seconds on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's game comes in part from McDonald's in Maryville. McDonald's is open 24 hours every day and now serves a limited breakfast menu beginning at midnight. McDonald's, located at the intersection of South Avenue and South Main Street in Maryville.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services at 2016 South Main in Maryville. St. Francis services include emergency care, surgery, mammography, and obstetrics. More information is available at stfrancismaryville.com.
36.6 seconds left. Northwest and Missouri Southern tied up at 67. Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey. Matt, the Cats needed another defensive stop.
Yeah, barring an offensive rebound by Missouri Southern, the Bearcats will get their get at least one more chance to get their hands on the basketball.
Cornelius into the ball game. Well, inbound in front of the Southern bench. Just inbound to Barlow. And Barlow for the Southern Missouri Southern Lions out top of the key. Cats a man-to-man defense. Cornelius with it. Through the lane, to the bucket, lost the handle on it, goes out of bounds, but a reach-in foul coming up on Northwest. This with 26.9 seconds left. Cooper will pick up his second foul. And this will get Cornelius to the free throw line once again. Cornelius at the free throw line is 2-for-3 this evening. Trying to give the Lions the lead. Free throw on the way, good. Yeah, 17 points. It's a 68-67 Missouri Southern lead over Northwest.
Bearcats do have one timeout to work with.
Cornelius back to the line. And even, and the free throw. Rims around and in. 18 points for Cornelius. Full court pressure out of Missouri 7. 25 seconds left. Northwest down 69-67. Pricker to the top of the key. 19 seconds left. Dribbles left side on Cornelius. Back out front. Lobs it to Cooper. Cooper has it go into the back corner. And over and back Cornelius to Missouri 7. 13.2 seconds left.
And yet another errant pass by Northwest. An unforced errant pass. We have seen way too many of those tonight for the Cats.
2-point lead for the Lions. They will inbound to their left with 13.2 seconds left. Cooper goes to the sideline. Now into the game for Northwest. Wallace, Cooker, Williams, Schneider, and Starzl. 13.2 seconds left. Inbound into the backcourt and a quick foul as Addison fouled by Wallace. And for Missouri 7, that's exactly who you want at the free throw line. Addison, an 83% shooter at the free throw line. Wallace commits his third foul. Addison's been there twice tonight and knocked down both free throws. He's got 18 points total. Close the line with 12.3 seconds left, and Northwest down by two. Free throw on the way, nothing to net. 3-point game, 70-67, Missouri Southern in front of Northwest.
One more would ice it.
Addison takes his time. Deep breath, free throw on the way. Off the front of the rim and the rebound, Northwest. Williams comes down with the board, gets it to Cooper with 9 seconds left. Northwest down by three. Cooper to the top of the key with six. On the left side, drives the lane to the bucket, dishes it out right side, Cooker. Now left side, Williams, a three, the buzzer off the front of the rim, and that's it. Missouri Southern will move into the MIAA championship game with a 3-point win over Northwest this evening.
What a college basketball game. That was an absolutely tremendous game. Not going to lie, like I said earlier, it's a little tougher to say that with a Bearcat loss, but it was just a tremendous college basketball game tonight.
Well, they came down and got a good look at the three by Williams. Just barely grazed the rim there and just had the beat on it. Just didn't get quite enough on it.
Yeah, and, you know, they got a look with good ball movement. The drive by Deshaun. You know, obviously the Cats knew and Deshaun knew that a two is not going to do you any good, but he had the full idea that whole time of kicking it out to try to get a look on the perimeter. They got a good one, but just didn't get it to go. That's the way it happens sometimes.
We owe you a break before we go to our post-game activities. Again, Northwest Missouri State loses to Missouri Southern tonight, 70-67. We'll be back right after this 30-second timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni. This Bearcat broadcast is being underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville. Located at 1528 South Main Street, Bill McCulley and his team offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 660-582-8800.
And welcome back to Municipal Auditorium in Kansas City. A 3-point loss for Northwest tonight. 70-67 in the semifinals of the MIAA postseason tournament with Matt Gorder. I'm John Coffey, and Matt, a heck of a game tonight. Again, 7 ties, 16 lead changes. Could have used one more lead change there.
yeah, that's exactly right. Or at the very least, one more tie to extend the game out. But, you know, you saw that. You know how big the game is when you saw Missouri Southern celebrate the way they did. I mean, this essentially was the championship game tonight. I don't see either of these two teams, you know, would have lost to Central Oklahoma tomorrow. And I think we're seeing Southern walk off with a pretty good opportunity to win a tournament championship tomorrow.
And for Missouri Southern, they went 2 out of 3 matchups so far this year with Northwest. There could be another opportunity in a week, depending on how the brackets come out for the regional tournament.
You know, I'm the kind of guy that likes to find positives in some things, but that win right there could possibly get us a trip south instead of north for basketball coming up here next week. I don't know for sure, but that could be a possibility.
70-67, the final score. Missouri Southern with the win over Northwest. We'll be back and begin our postgame activities right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Championship Motors in Maryville. At 1528 South Main Street, Bill McCauley and his team offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or 660-582-8800. And from Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri for 145 years, Nottoway Valley Bank now offers its customers mobile banking services. More online at nvb.com. Support also comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699. Also from Maryville Hy-Vee, located at 1217 South Main, Hy-Vee offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, a bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information is available in-store or at 660-582-2191.
This Bearcat broadcast is being underwritten by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. St. Francis Hospital and Health Services has been providing health care for Northwest Missouri and Southwest Iowa for over 110 years. More at stfrancismaryville.com. And from Tri-State Ford and Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the area a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at tristatefordlincoln.com or at 660-582-3677. Support also comes from Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information is available from shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Kent Peterson of Stanbury. Support also comes from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
The Bearcat Postgame Show, underwritten by Championship Motors.
Back at Municipal Auditorium in Kansas City with Matt Gorder. I'm John Coffey. Matt, kind of a tough day for athletics on the Northwest campus. Northwest men lose in this semifinal round game of the conference tournament, losing 70-67. Softball was swept in a doubleheader by Washburn, and the Northwest men's tennis team picked up their first loss of the year, losing a 5-1 match to a very good tennis team in Drury today.
Yeah, it absolutely was. And you know, you hate days like this because you've seen so many wins and seen a lot of good things out of the teams that it's just unusual to see that many losses by Bearcat teams in one day. But, you know, I guess the stars and the moon and all that stuff must be aligned in some fashion today that just didn't go Northwest's way.
Boy, a close one all the way through for Northwest. They had a lead of 18-8 early in the ballgame, which was the largest lead that they would have on the day. And then early in the second half, Southern had a six-point lead, and that would be their largest lead, and they end up winning by three.
Yeah, I think the only surprise out of that is that either team at any point had a double-digit lead. You knew it was going to be close throughout, and that's what we saw.
Northwest with the loss tonight as Missouri Southern defeats Northwest 70-67. We'll come back and have the extra effort award for you right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
It's time for this week's All That Jazz conversation with Northwest Missouri State President Dr. John Jasinski. This week, Dr. Jasinski talks with John Coffey about how the university saves energy.
We all know that budgets are tight everywhere in households, and certainly in radio stations and across the university. And so anything we can do to be good stewards of the taxpayers' money, we will. But also, from a pure savings perspective, you know, we are trying to conserve energy, et cetera. And we've been a long-time leader in that for, you know, multiple decades and so many people involved with that. But as we think back to the summer of 2012, only a year ago or so, we have realized a financial savings of about $600,000 thanks to the efforts of our facility services team. And it really comes down to operating our campus more efficiently and reducing energy costs across buildings, across a variety of uses, and as you mentioned, a lighting upgrade. And we really started that lighting upgrade last summer, and we've installed more energy-efficient lighting and control systems in our academic buildings, in our residence halls, and for listeners that know the campus, a couple of examples. One is the Student Rec Center. You know, that thing is used, as you well know, John, But we've put in 30% more light in there, so, you know, easier to see if you're making a basket or not. But also, we're using 25% less power. So very, very significant upgrade. And in the end, we're saving about $3,000 per year in energy savings in the rec center alone. But that it doesn't just stop at the rec center. It goes across all of our high-rise residential halls, the Lampkin Activity Center we've done, the Olive Duluth Fine Arts Building, and the some other buildings across campus.
That was Northwest Missouri State President Dr. John Jasinski.
The Bearcat Postgame Show. Postgame Show. Supported by Championship Owners.
Back in Kansas City, Northwest loses to Missouri Southern in the semifinals of the MIAA tournament, 70-67. Or your station break. This pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Matt Gorder, time for Extra Effort Award, and one guy who made some big plays tonight for the Bearcats, Connor Crooker.
Yeah, especially they needed him because the effort that Missouri Southern put forth tonight to try to take DeShawn Cooper out of the game, they basically told Lane Barlow, he's your only responsibility. Don't worry about help side defense. Don't worry about anything. Just DeShawn. So that means somebody needs to step up there. Connor started the ball game well, shot the ball well, 5 of 8 from the field, and ended up having to pick up a little bit of that slack when they focused so much attention on DeShawn tonight.
Also pulled down 6 rebounds, and again, Northwest loses tonight 70-67 to Missouri Southern. When we come back, we'll hear from assistant coach Austin Meyer and talk about tonight's matchup that's coming up right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Maryville Hy-Vee. Located at 1217 South Main in Maryville, Hy-Vee offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information is available in-store or at 660-582-2191. And from O'Malley Beverage in St. Joseph, Missouri. O'Malley is the region's supplier of Anheuser-Busch products and would like to remind you to enjoy them responsibly and to always designate a driver. More at anheuserbusch.com. Support also comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, now located near the Northwest Campus at the corner of 4th and Fillmore in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanware, custom screen printing, and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation. Also from Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville, supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home as well as mattresses and flooring. More information is available at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center and the Printery House. More at conceptionabbey.org. And from Nottoway Valley Bank, now offering its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com or at any one of their locations in Maryville, Savannah, Mound City, and St. Joseph. Support also comes from St. Francis Hospital and Health Services at 2016 South Main in Maryville. St. Francis services include emergency care, surgery, mammography, and obstetrics. More information is available at stfrancismaryville.com. Also from Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information is available from Shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Kent Peterson of Stanbury.
The Bearcat Postgame Show, underwritten by Championship Motors.
Back in Kansas City, Municipal Auditorium. Final score tonight, Missouri Southern 70, Northwest 67 in the semifinals of the MIAA tournament, alongside now with assistant coach Austin Meyer. And Austin, a tough loss for Northwest tonight, but an exciting game, and one of those the fans, I'm sure, enjoyed watching, but still a tough loss for Northwest.
Yeah, definitely. We, you know, early on, they really hurt us on the offensive glass, which was, you know, a key going into the game. I thought we did a better job in the second half on the defensive boards, but just a lot of uncharacteristic turnovers. You know, they pressure wings, they make it tough on you, but But it seemed like most of our turnovers weren't necessarily because of that pressure. It was just kind of, you know, pass and catch. We had a couple times where we drove and kind of threw it to where people weren't at and just, you know, uncharacteristic stuff. But, you know, we felt like the guys really battled and played hard and competed. So other than some execution things, I mean, it's you know, we're proud of the effort.
Yeah, it was a heck of an effort out there tonight and a very physical game it looked like.
Yeah, it was. It was a battle inside and you know, we got – we tried to get the ball to Dylan and Grant as much as we could in there and you know, try to get easy buckets. Didn't get a lot of three-point looks, but tried to go inside and try to get Cooper some space and create a little bit. But, you know, they played pretty well. They made some plays, and they're always pretty good defensively and tough and go to the boards hard, so...
Yeah, a tough loss here, but hopefully this won't be the end of the season for Northwest. It really looks like you've got yourself in pretty good shape to make it into the regional tournament for next weekend.
Yeah, and that's, I mean, obviously this one hurts, but, you know, now it's the real deal. You know, it's win or go home, and, you know, need to refocus. Hopefully this will kind of refocus us and start that final season. You know, we talked about during the year, the seasons you have, pre-conference, conference tournament, and then you have the national tournament, and you know, we'll go in here, hopefully this will make us a little more hungry going into it, play a little bit harder and compete and hopefully play with some confidence. There was a little bit in that first half where we kind of played frustrated, and the coach called that timeout with, you know, I think 3 minutes left in the first half and just kind of said, hey, you know, we need to calm down, it's not going to be perfect, you know, we're going to make some mistakes, we got to play through it and try to stay confident, and I thought the second half we did a pretty good job of that. We didn't really get frustrated, but couldn't pull it out.
All right, well, Austin, thanks a lot for being with us.
Thanks, Sean.
That is assistant coach at Northwest Missouri State, Austin Meyer. Again, Northwest loses into the semifinals of the conference tournament 70-67. We'll be back and wrap things up from Kansas City right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information on Facebook or at nwmissouri.edu/alumni. And from Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville, supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home, as well as mattresses and flooring. More information at heinleinhomefurnishings.com. Support also comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699. Also from O'Malley Beverage in St. Joseph, Missouri. O'Malley is the region's supplier of Anheuser-Busch products and would like to remind you to drink responsibly and to always designate a driver. More at anheuserbusch.com.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford and Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the area a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles, as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at tristateFordandLincoln.com or at 660-582-3677. And from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, now located near the Northwest Campus at the corner of 4th and Fillmore in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanware, custom screen printing, and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation. Support also comes from Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri for 145 years. Nottoway Valley Bank now offers its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com. Also from Maryville Hy-Vee, located at 1217 South Main. Hy-Vee offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, a bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information available in-store or at 660-582-2191.
The Bearcat Postgame Show. Postgame Show. Supported by Championship Motors.
And welcome back to Mr. Wall Auditorium in Kansas City with Matt Gorder. I'm John Coffey. 70-67, the final score. Missouri Southern with the win. As we take a look at some of the final totals here, Missouri Southern shot 49% from the field, 43% from three-point range, 6-14, and 10-14 at the line. Northwest, 48% from the field, 24-50, and 4-13 from the line for 31%, and 5-20 at the free throw line. Northwest actually out-rebounded Missouri Southern tonight 34-27, but that 16 turnover mark compared to 10 for Missouri Southern, really the big difference in the game.
Yeah, that is the number. You know, we talked about how Missouri Southern out-rebounded Northwest by the same margin, but by 9 rebounds in each of the first two meetings. So that was a good turnaround in that category anyway for Northwest, but just couldn't overcome the turnovers and just so many of them that were unforced from Northwest tonight as well.
Northwest had 3 players in double figures. Dylan Starzl led the way with 17 points, also pulled down 8 rebounds to lead the team in boards as well. Deshaun Cooper with 16 points tonight, also 11 points on the evening for Connor Crooker, as he also pulled down 6 rebounds. Grant Cozad had 9 points coming off the bench, as they were the leading scorers for the Cats and for Missouri Southern. They had a couple players in double figures. Marcus Addison with 22. It seemed like he knocked down about 50 tonight, the way he was going at one point. But he ends up with 22. And then Cameron Cornelius with 18 points tonight.
Yeah, and I think part of that is because he started out slow and then started to score his points in bunches, you know. Really all in the, not all, but a bulk in the second half. He shot the basketball so well in the second half, and I think that's part of the reason why it did feel like he went for more than what he did tonight.
Well, the Cats have closed out their play in Kansas City tonight with this loss. Tomorrow night at 9:30, the selection show from the NCAA will be announcing the regional bids, and it looks like Northwest, barring anything unforeseen, should be into the regional tournament next weekend.
Yeah, they'll get an opportunity in the regional tournament. I don't think there's a huge doubt there, but, you know, frustrating you don't go in as the conference champion, but again, everybody starts 0-0, just like they did for the conference tournament this week. You get to start at 0-0 again, and you know, like Austin said just a moment ago, you try to take a positive, hope this will be something that will get the team focused for the national tournament now next week.
And a gathering will be held tomorrow night at 9:30 at Carson's for the selection show, and again, hopefully Northwest will know a lot more tomorrow night about who and where they'll be playing next week.
Yes, that's exactly right.
So here again this evening, the Northwest men's basketball team falls in the semifinals of the MIAA tournament 70-67 to Missouri Southern. A couple very well-played semifinal round games in the men's bracket tonight. Central Oklahoma with a win in the last seconds, as well as they defeated Northeastern State out of Oklahoma. So for just a straight basketball fan, you couldn't ask for anything better than a couple close games like this tonight.
Yeah, that's exactly right. For anybody in the Kansas City area, they got a chance to come out just to watch basketball. They had a very entertaining night for sure.
Now tomorrow in the championship game, Central Missouri in the women's bracket will be playing the opening game, as they will be taking on Emporia State. Then the men's game tomorrow matches up Central Oklahoma and Missouri Southern. Again, stay tuned to your Bearcat Radio Network affiliate throughout this week. We'll let you know as far as the next broadcast of Bearcat Basketball, which should be next weekend in the Central region. And we'll have more on that, know more about that tomorrow night at 9:30. For Matt Gorder and also Anthony Liggett, who engineers the Bearcat Radio Network tonight, I'm John Coffey, and so long from Kansas City.